McDonald Baseball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wiersgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Seth Smisky.
WOGO, your sports station.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to sun-splashed Gannon Field, Casper Park, and beautiful Chippewa Falls, site of Matinee Max Baseball today as your McDonald Central Max boys take on the visiting Dons of Marshfield Columbus Catholic. Caleb Swenson along with Carter Jagger pinballing back and forth with the play-by-play duties here today as McDonald 6-6 takes on 9-2 Marshfield Columbus. And Carter, I think first and foremost, if you're McDonald today, you appreciate not having to take that 90-plus minute bus ride to get over here, and your legs are fresh.
Absolutely. Home games are always an energizer, just to play with your home fans and play close, especially in a Saturday morning game, so it should be fun.
Considering what the weather has been like recently, this is about the warmest day of the week. Not warm, but certainly, again, you get the sun out there, you're feeling pretty good. The guys don't have to bundle up quite as much, and hopefully any ball that's hit will carry.
Especially as an athlete, this weather is perfect. You know, not too hot, not too cold. It allows you to play free, it allows you to loosen up quickly, and it just allows you not to overheat as well.
We appreciate all the sponsors making these broadcasts possible. We'll hear from a few of them now, then be back with our interview with McDonald head coach Bryce Meverden. We're back right after this. Thank you to Greg Stewart, our audio producer at the WOGO studios in Halley, and our video producer and camera operator setting up these beautiful shots that you're seeing on the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube, Mr. Sam Aberley. We're back right after this. McDonald pregame continues. It's the Max and the Dons coming up on WOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home. But have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. But whole home air purification systems from Wiersgala help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wiersgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to Wiersgala.com.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at wwt.net or 231-2000.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Where you get your prescriptions is more important than you think.
Hi, welcome to the Big Box Pharmacy. Can I take your order?
Hi, I just have a question, but it's kind of personal and...
Will you speak up, ma'am?
I really don't want everyone else in line to hear.
What?
Sometimes, you just don't want to stand in line with a bunch of strangers. The Medicine Shoppe Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee offer true personal service, minimal wait times, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shoppe in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Welcome back to beautiful Casper Park in Chippewa Falls on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. We'll hear from McDonald head coach Bryce Meverden coming up very shortly, and that will be, as per usual, our Gibson's Water Care conversation with coach. First now, though, as we look at the McDonald dugout on our WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube, the boys filing in, getting ahead of this game with Marshfield Columbus Catholic. It is time for our Wurzgalla weather check, brought to you by Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Our game time conditions, 56 degrees, mostly sunny, headed toward a high of 62 degrees, just a 10% chance of precipitation overall today, and nothing in the immediate vicinity. That's your Wurzgalla weather check, brought to you by Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Whatever the Wisconsin weather brings, make sure your home stays comfortable with the pros at Wurzgalla. Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Our chat with head coach Bryce Meverden previewing this one coming up after this on WOGO Sports.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Spring is here and flowers aren't the only thing popping up. It's the perfect time for your annual well water test. Book your free home water analysis with the experts at Gibson's Water Care. Locally owned, offering American-made products with no long-term contracts. Need plumbing help? Gibson's Water Care has you covered for basic needs too. Be smart this spring and ensure your water is in top condition. Visit GibsonWaterCare.com today.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort. MetropolisResort.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to McDonald Baseball Pregame here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Carter Jagger with you. Our conversation now with McDonald head coach Bryce Meverden, brought to you by Gibson's Water Care. Have a conversation with Gibson's about the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Schedule your free water analysis at GibsonsWaterCare.com. That's GibsonsWaterCare.com. Welcome back to McDonald Max Baseball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Non-conference, Western Cloverbelt versus Eastern Cloverbelt. Your McDonald Max against the Dons of Marshfield Columbus Catholic, here with McDonald Athletic Director and Head Baseball Coach Bryce Meverden. And Coach, we've talked about this a few times already. You take your lumps sometimes in the Western Cloverbelt. Played Fall Creek tougher the second time around, but it's tough against a team like them. What did you learn from that, take out of that, even though it was 0-2 against them?
The difference between the first game and second game is we threw more strikes. And like we talked about earlier, that has been our biggest problem all year. And the difference was, too, is our energy started from the beginning. We were able to put pressure on. And a lot of the time, we had better quality at bats against them the second time around. We put the ball in play. Now, like you said, they're a good team. They're ranked one of the top in D3 for a reason. We just hit everything at them. We didn't have the stuff fall through. So we're hoping to keep building from what we did Thursday, because that's where we should be, is being able to compete against teams like a Fall Creek and Elk Mound, even a Columbus who's ranked, I think, top four in the D4, I think I saw. So I think coming out today is just, we got to start with that energy and be able to have quality at bats and stay in it through seven innings.
Sometimes when the pitching isn't pounding the zone like you would like, guys are getting on base, that makes defense all the more important. What have you seen so far for your defense that you like, that you need improvement on?
What I've liked is that we've been able to rally around each other. We've been able to make some plays, and there's sometimes, though, like in baseball, we make mistakes. And I think we just got to make sure if there's a ground ball, like in something that is that you should have for sure, like we got to make sure we keep capitalizing on those situations. Do not allow a throwing error or fielding error, and get the outs when we need to get them out. Because like you said, when you put runners on in potential scoring position by walks, as much as we can minimize simple mistakes, getting a simple out, the better we will be in the long run.
Coach, we appreciate your time. We'll look forward to talking after the game and maybe even during the game as well, too, if we can pull it off.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I can't wait.
Head Coach Bryce Meverden on WOGO Sports. This is McDonald Pregame.
Lock in a rate as low as 4.54% APR when you purchase or refinance a vehicle with Royal Credit Union. Royal's great rates and flexible terms can help keep your auto payments affordable. You can also finance RVs, boats, UTVs, and more. See all rates and apply for a Royal Credit Union vehicle loan at rcu.org/auto. Subject to credit approval.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home, but have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, but whole home air purification systems from Wirzgalla help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wirzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to Wirzgalla.com.
McDonald Baseball here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Carter Jagger, WOGO Sports Broadcast Team today. Earlier on, we had the Wirzgalla Weather Check brought to you by Wirzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. An absolutely picture-perfect day here on this Saturday. It's time now for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. And Carter, the honor, the duty, the privilege is yours. What's a key or two here for McDonald against a team that in Division 4 is ranked in the top 5 in Marshfield Columbus? They're unbeaten on the road. They come in with a 9-2 record. McDonald's kind of taking some lumps in the Western Clover Belt. This would be a key non-conference victory to get today.
We're going to have to score wins, and that sounds a little obvious, but they're averaging 12 points a game in wins and 2 in losses.
Yeah.
So it's a major difference in wins and losses, but this all starts with pitching and defense. Like Coach said, if he can spot his pitches, if he can get soft contact, you're going to be able to stay with them, and especially when it's hit hard, your defense is going to have to make plays.
It's really neat here today to see Eli Stepp getting the start on the mound for Coach Meverden. Eli, of course, part of that state championship winning football team, broke his wrist in football, either didn't know it or just played through it, played the first several games of the basketball season, was leading the team in a bunch of categories, including over 15 points per game. With that broken wrist, had it diagnosed, ended up having to have surgery on it, missed the vast majority of the basketball season, came back in playoffs, helped lead the team to a regional championship, and now Eli ran a little track while he was continuing to heal. He's been able to work his way back into the lineup here for baseball. So glad to be able to see a kid who's played baseball, I think, pretty much his whole life, back out there and playing, and now back out pitching as well, too. It's just a really neat thing to see for the senior for McDonald.
I mean, that's a true definition of an athlete, and whenever he's on the mound, he's going to give you a chance to win.
Your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. We'll take another quick break here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Getting closer to game time, this is WOGO Sports coverage of McDonald Baseball.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're proud to invest in the future of our communities. This year, we awarded $20,000 worth of scholarships to students across 8 school districts in our service area. These amazing students are going places, and 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is honored to support their journey. From all of us at West Wisconsin Telecom, congratulations, class of 2026. Your future's bright, and we are proud to be a part of it.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Where you get your prescriptions is more important than you think.
Hi, welcome to the Big Box. Box Pharmacy. Can I take your order?
Hi, I just have a question, but it's kind of personal and...
Will you speak up, ma'am?
I really don't want everyone else in line to hear.
What?
Sometimes, you just don't want to stand in line with a bunch of strangers. The Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee offer true personal service, minimal wait times, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Casper Park in Chippewa Falls, Sam Aberley setting up our live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. On-site camera operator on top of the dugout, Mr. Greg Stewart, our WOGO sports director, and also jumping in as our audio producer here this afternoon. Should be a great day for baseball, non-conference, but this is the eastern side of the Clover Belt versus the western side of the Clover Belt. And so, Carter, certainly a chance for a little bragging rights. Usually McDonald and Marshfield Columbus see each other once per season in a lot of different sports. The two Catholic schools as well, too, Marshfield and Chippewa Falls, a chance to certainly... Even if you're in different divisions, playoff-wise, to say, hey, we're making a case for the damage that we can do in the postseason and trying to get that better seed.
Yeah, absolutely. And Columbus is coming in trying to get the win, especially because they play at Regis sometime next week, another tough opponent.
Monday, I think.
To build momentum going into that game is what Columbus wants to do. Meanwhile, McDonald's trying to right the ship. I mean, they're 6-6. They haven't played like Coach said as they can. And so to be able to compete with Columbus and even get a win would be extreme today.
I know when we were talking with Coach off the air, he talked about the difference in two games. Tuesday against Fall Creek, Thursday against Fall Creek. Now, Fall Creek is in McDonald's Division, Division III, by just one or two students. McDonald got bumped up from Division IV to Division III in terms of playoffs this year. And Fall Creek, I believe they've had three no-hitters thrown already this season. They have an incredible pitching staff, and they are one of the top teams in the state in Division III. But McDonald played them really tight. Lost 6-2 on Thursday, but three unearned runs. And Coach Meverden was saying, hey, we're right there. We're right there. And we've seen what we can do when we're mentally locked in from the very beginning.
And it was big mentally to only lose 6-2 after losing 16-2 earlier in the week. So to be able to come back and attack that pitching staff, be able to pitch well, and they kept it close, and they're going to have to do that today.
We're looking forward to this one between McDonald and Columbus. We'll take a 3-minute break and be back after this on WOGO Sports with First Pitch. Also some festivities out there. The seniors for McDonald being honored, kind of a parent night and senior night as well. 20, Kurt Galvez on the PA. We appreciate him as always. We'll step out. Be back after this on WOGO Sports. Great to have you with us here on WOGO Baseball coming up next.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable. And Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Cabin and camper season is here and the adventure awaits. But wait, is your water ready? Imagine arriving at your favorite spot only to find murky water. Don't worry. Gibson's Water Care has you covered with a free cabin or camper water analysis to ensure clean water at your home away from home. Plus, they handle basic plumbing, too. Locally owned, American-made, and no long-term contracts. Visit GibsonWaterCare.com today.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
McDonald Senior is being introduced. Senior night, more like senior afternoon, but senior night and parents night here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Want to make sure we give you some views of that on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Also live streaming on the WOGO Radio
America.
Facebook page.
Please rise.
First pitch coming up. We are back in 90 seconds, back in a minute and a half on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. This is McDonald Baseball.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, the Royal Credit Union certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/smartsaving. Insured by NCUA.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
It's time for baseball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. You can listen on the radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, WOGO.com, live audio streaming and podcast there. You can watch live on the WOGO Radio Facebook page, but highly encourage you to check out WOGO Sports on YouTube. That's where you can hit that subscribe button, the notification bell, so you are notified whenever we go live with Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Caleb Swenson, Carter Jagger with you. We've had our Wurzgalla weather check. We've had our Gibson's Water Care conversation with head coach Bryce Meverden and our Toys and Ford keys to the game. All that's left is to get this one underway here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Looking forward to it, Carter.
Yeah, especially senior night. Hopefully they can get a win.
McDonald and Marshfield Columbus. Max are 6-6. Played pretty well non-conference, scuffled a little bit against some of the top teams in the conference, Fall Creek, Elk Mound in particular, Regis as well. Some of those scores have looked a little lopsided, but again, just talking off the air with head coach Bryce Meverden, he feels like this team has maybe more that they haven't necessarily put out there yet and maybe needing to put together a whole game against those top-tier teams in their conference, Carter, but said, hey, once we kind of got locked in, mentally focused, we can play pretty even with some of the best of the best.
Yeah, and it's still earlier in the year. They're still trying to reach their full potential. But like you said, playing a full game is going to be key. And playing fundamental baseball, you know, good at-bats, swinging at strikes, and just playing well defensively. And that's how you play a full game. And that's how you beat teams like this team.
And Marshfield Columbus out of the Eastern Cloverbelt Conference, McDonald out of the Western side of that same conference. It's good to have you with here on WOGO Radio. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Eli Step on the hill for McDonald, the senior, number 7. In the leadoff spots is Ray Becker, 286 hitter, center fielder, number 5. He'll take ball 1 from Eli Stepp. Step second offering inside. 2-0. Eli's pitched just one inning, faced four batters so far this season. So again, he is just getting back to it. Of course, a frequent member of the pitching rotation last year. 3-0 the count, still trying to find the zone.
Coach talked about walks in the pregame, and that's how you lose games. So to be able to come back and get this one would be big.
Four-pitch walk, leadoff hitter is aboard for Columbus Catholic. So Becker on board brings up Matt Konieczny. Catcher, number six, hitting 400. So exactly the start that Columbus wanted, getting their leadoff man aboard. Step lofts a throw over to first base. Just letting the runner know he has not forgotten he's there. Columbus Catholic, perfect so far on the road. There's the first strike of the day from Eli Stepp, finding the bullseye.
Maybe that'll get him going. Throwing some strikes, starting ahead. That's where you want to be as a pitcher.
Konieczny, right-handed hitter. Look over to first for Eli Stepp. Comes home inside. One ball, one strike. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Another quick throw to first as Eli Stepp making sure that Ray Becker is held in check. Caleb Swenson, Carter Jagger with you on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Runner goes, throw to second from Parker Lindenberg behind the plates. Maybe had the ball there in time to Cale Holm covering the bag, but Cale had to come off second, and so a runner in scoring position. 2-1 count. So Becker, Carter not taking long to move. Konieczny takes a strike. Count even at 2-2.
A lot of his misses today have been high and inside, so maybe, you know, struggling to follow through a little bit, maybe move over on the rubber a little bit, try to get back in the strike zone.
Again, just the second inning Eli Stepp has pitched. Ball comes in high to work the count full against Matt Konieczny, the catcher.
And that was an off-speed pitch that did not break, so he's fortunate that stayed up.
Runner at second, no one out. Top of the first here at Casper. Snap throw to second, gets away from Cale Holm. Might have even caromed off the calf or shin of Cale Holm. Covered pretty quickly by Callan Johnson, the freshman at second base. Full count, three balls, two strikes on Matt Konieczny with a runner in scoring position. Step comes home with the pitch. That one is sent out deep to center field. Long run and moving up to grab it. Is Carson Galvez. Runner will advance to third. Pretty good throw there from Carson in right center. Sacrifice moves the runner along.
At bat number 20,
just one
Carson
away.
Eckes.
Brings up Carson Eckes, who's pitching today. 455 hitter.
That throw by Galvez was cut off by Holman. If he throws it a little lower to third, I think they may have him throws a little high.
So the sac fly for the first out of the inning. First lefty in the lineup now is Eckes. First pitch off the mark from Eli Stepp. Discover a future of excellence that's rooted in history at McDonald Area Catholic Schools, educating students from pre-K all the way to senior year. Ball two. McDonald Area Catholic Schools now accepting applications for the 2026-27 school year. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org today. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Eckes takes a pitch inside, cut the outer corner of the plate. 2-1. Step starting to settle in a little bit here. Runner at third. One away. Grounder right back toward Eli Stepp. He will glove throw to first and safe. I think
they called him out.
Okay. I was going to say, I Didn't think Smisky stepped off the bag there.
And that was a really good play by the pitcher, Stepp. You know, he took a look at third, made sure he wasn't going home, and was able to make a strong throw to first to get the second out. And after a leadoff walk, I mean, you're one out away from getting out of this inning unscathed.
Nice job by Eli Stepp, not only fielding his position, but also just checking the runner there at third before making a good, hard, strong throw to Smisky. Brings up Carter Summer. I think he's the tallest man in the lineup. Of course, baseball, we don't always have heights listed as Stepp bullseye on pitch one, but Summer, 267 hitter, the shortstop, and he's a lanky young man. Fouls it back. Eli had the count 0-2.
And now as a three-hitter, this is going to be one of your power bats in the lineup, so you don't up 0-2 in the count, want to come right down the middle.
Summer in that cleanup spot. Runner still at third is Ray Becker. He got aboard with a walk. Stepp comes home, fires it in. Called strike three, and Eli Stepp gets out of the jam. We'll take another look at it here on our WOGO Sports Instant Replay. As Stepp. First strikeout of the game. That called strike three. We'll take a 30-second break. Be back after this on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. This is McDonald Baseball.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
McDonald Baseball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. Carter Summer strikes out looking, and Carter Jagger, quality pitch from Eli Stepp, working his way out of a jam after a four-pitch walk to open the inning. He really settled in, settled down, and got the job done.
And like you said, he hasn't pitched a ton, so to be able to work through that adversity in the first is big for his confidence in this game, but also through the season.
Eli Stepp will now lead off for McDonald. He'll be facing his counterpart, Carson Eckes, number 20. Probably the number two pitcher, just looking stat-wise.
Eckes struggles a little bit with walks. He's got eight on the year and only 3 2/3. So take some pitches and swing at quality ones. It's going to be big.
Pitcher number seven,
White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. That's White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Eli Stepp, the senior, pitching today for Coach Bryce Meverden, stands in from the right side. First pitch, he will ground it down the third base line, and Eli Stepp comes out swinging, and he's aboard with a one pitch, one swing, one base hit.
Right after I talk about patience, he's up there swinging first pitch, but was able to sneak that inside the line, and there you go, just like that, you got a runner on first, nobody out.
Stepp hitting 267 on the season. So we'll give you a look now at Isaac Crawford's stats. Crawford showing bunt, Stepp takes off, throw to second is not in time. Coach Meverden was talking about that with us as well, too. They're going to play an aggressive style of baseball.
Throw is online a little high. Second baseman wasn't quite able to take the runner. And you see on those high throws, sometimes they take the base instead of the player. And I think that may have been one of the scenarios why he was safe.
Eckes comes home with a pitch called strike to Isaac Crawford. Excuse myself, 0-2 count. We'll get updated here on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Runner at second in scoring position for Isaac Crawford. Crawford fouls it off, stays alive. Our dugout smile cam today is brought to you by Metropolis Resort in Action City in Eau Claire. It's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Action City. We'll tell you more in a moment. Eckes comes inside with the pitch. Ball one. At Metropolis Resort in Action City, an arcade, trampoline park, ninja warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more, plus on-site restaurants and coffee. Book your adventure today at MetropolisResort.com. Ball gets away in the dirt. Eli Stepp is going to hang tight and stay put. Two balls, two strikes. Excuse me, the count has worked full. At 3-2 on Isaac Crawford. Payoff pitch upcoming here for Eckes. And a big opportunity for McDonald trying to get the first run of the game here. The 3-2. That's lined foul.
That's a great at-bat here from Crawford. Down 1-2 to start. And he's got a job to do with runner at second, nobody out. Whatever he does, Stepp's got to be able to get to third. So he's fighting off pitches.
No one out. Runner at third. Full count on Isaac Crawford. Carson Eckes comes home with the pitch. Battled back again. Isaac staying alive here. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. That's Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Isaac Crawford works the walk. First and second with no one out. For the McDonald Max.
I'm going to
bring up Cale Holmes. Let's take a look at Cale's season so far from the plates. 257 with a 316 OBP, but 11 driven in.
He's got a chance here to bring in another with a single.
And you mentioned Eckes, maybe not quite as sharp so far early on in this season with his control as Holmes. Takes one down the left baseline, and that is going to bring in one, maybe two, as Isaac Crawford taking a big turn around third. It is 1-0 McDonald.
And that was extremely unfortunate for Eckes. The runners were in motion, stealing second and third. It was a double steal, and he grounded one right where the third baseman was supposed to be. But he was too busy covering third, and it snuck
15,
through in the left.
Cale Holmes all the way to second. Brings up Ryan Smisky. Smisky off and batting in the three spot in the cleanup here today. One run in, runners at second and third. Smisky takes a called strike inside. Holmes at second. Isaac Crawford at third. Eli Stepp has come in to score the first run of the game. Swing and a miss.
Still nobody out, so a great opportunity to tack on a couple more.
Smisky digging in from the right side with two in scoring position. Takes it one hop to the plate, and that is going to bring Isaac Crawford trotting home. And it is 2-0 McDonald. Good way to start. Cale Holmes advances to third.
Talked about the aggression pregame with Coach, and he said he was going to keep it up even after getting a runner thrown out at home against Fall Creek, but they've stayed aggressive today.
One ball, two strike count, swing and a miss for Smisky. So that's the first out of the inning and first strikeout of the day for Eckes. Brings up Callen Johnson. Now Callen is leading the team in batting average at 417 with a 600 OBP. Takes the ball outside.
And as a freshman, that's extremely impressive.
Callen, another right-handed hitter in this lineup for Coach Bryce Meverden. He will line one right to short. That's going to score a run, throw to first in time, but I think McDonald will take that sacrifice. 3-0 the Max. As Callen Johnson gets the RBI.
At bat, senior third baseman number two, Caden Boos.
Base is now empty. Caden Boos coming up to the plate for the Max. Hitting 217. Takes a called strike. After the conclusion of this inning, let's see if we can catch up in the dugout with Coach Bryce Meverden, if he remembers. This is something new we're trying. One ball, one strike on Caden Boos. Three in for McDonald. Foul tip, 1-2. Mason Bussey is on deck for the Max. Eckes, sharply hit grounder to short. It's bobbled at short. Boost runs it out, and he is safe at first. So while you hustle down the line, and McDonald has another base runner aboard with a big bat coming up here in big old Mason Bussey. Hitting 200, 368 OBP. He's driven in eight. So Boost reaches on the error. Depending on how you want to score it, I suppose you could say infield hit. Boost taking his lead at first. Big orange and black stick swung by Mason Bussey. Always looking to get a hold of one. 3-0 already, McDonald here, bottom of the first. Big swing fouled straight back for Mason Bussey. 1-1. ABC Supply Chippewa Falls works side by side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply can support your next home project with dependable materials and knowledgeable service. That's ABC Supply Chippewa Falls. Upstairs for ball two.
When a pitcher struggles to throw strikes, as a batter, you're looking fastball down the middle the whole time because he's trying to get back ahead of you.
Another big swing, tipped back. Evens the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes on Mason Bussey. McDonald Sr. headed out to Augustana to play football. Beautiful sunsplash day here at Casper. Caleb Swenson, Carter Jagger with you. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runner at first. Count is full. Ball high from Carson Eckes.
3-2, 2 outs. The runner's going to be in motion on the pitch.
Mason Bussey looking for a big one here. Runner goes, as does Mason Bussey. He will trot up the line with a 6-pitch walk. First and second for the Mags. And they are up to Carson Galvez in the 8th spot in this lineup.
Kind of a retro look for McDonald. No batting gloves for the last two hitters.
Grip it and rip it, I guess.
Don't see that much anymore.
Eckes deals wide, ball one. Carson playing right field, another part of this talented senior class for McDonald. Runners at first and second, fouled up and away. Count is even at 1-1. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. That's White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Galvez looks at ball two. Parker Lindenberg, the freshman, hitting 409, just like the cleaner, in the 9th spot. Golf right in front of the plate by Galvez, and they'll say foul, and everyone will resume their former positions. 2 balls, 2 strikes. When you get tired of the big box pharmacy, come experience the local difference at the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. Your locally owned Medicine Shop Pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Carson Galvez goes down on strikes, but not before the McDonald Max put 3 across. In the bottom of the first. We head to the second. Our score, McDonald 3 and Marshfield Columbus nothing. We'll keep it here as we'll see if we can catch up with head coach Bryce Meverden inside the McDonald dugout. When Bryce is able to join us, we'll have another chat brought to you by Gibson's Water Care. Have a conversation with Gibson's about the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Schedule your free water analysis at gibsonswatercare.com. That's gibsonswatercare.com. So Coach Meverden heading over, and we'll see if we can catch up with him in between innings here. And certainly a strong defensive start for McDonald after it looked a little shaky, but Eli Stepps settling in and doing a great job.
No, talked about their full potential, and they played fundamental baseball in that first inning. You know, they only swung at strikes. They were able to get outs defensively and step through strikes, and that's all you want.
So McDonald leading 3-0. Come on, Bryce. All right, he's walking over. We'll see if he remembers. I think he remembered. All right, so Coach Bryce Meverden will be joining us momentarily here on our WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. McDonald leading 3-0 as we enter the second inning, and hopefully Coach is able to hear us all right.
I hear you.
All right, hey, Coach, and Eli Stepp, four-pitch walk to start, settles in, gets out of a jam, and can't ask for much more than three runs right away to start your half of the inning.
No, that walk away and getting out of the inning was huge, giving up zero runs after giving up a free base. And then we went out there, got on base, put the pressure on like right away like we talked about before, and great start. Hopefully we keep going.
Coach, a lot of times we talk about pounding the zone from your pitching staff, and we see certainly on the other side, when you don't pound the zone, give some free bases, you guys are certainly willing to move them around.
Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully this here, Eli comes out pounding the zone right with the lead, and when we get back up the hit, we just go put up some more runs.
Coach, we appreciate it. We'll let you get back to coaching the team.
Thank you.
That's Bryce Meverden here on our WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. Now here to call the second is Carter Jagger.
Swing and a miss for the Dons five-hitter Tyler Hargraves. Eli Stepp sitting at 18 pitches as the 0-1 is low and in the dirt, knocked down nicely by Lindenberg.
Hargraves has a big frame.
Yeah. Number two up there. And these Dons jerseys, they got the pinstripes with the navy blue. Pretty cool. 1-1 is inside. 2-1. Eli hoping for a better start than last inning. Walked the first batter in four pitches. Was able to get out of it unscathed. The 2-1 popped up. Shallow right. Johnson going out. Tough play, and it drops behind them. Kind of in the middle between Galvez and Johnson. Johnson a little bit misread it. Maybe the wind pushing it back just a touch. Not able to come down with it. And for the second straight inning, the Dons have their leadoff hitter on.
Yeah, and again, backpedaling always tough. Maybe you lose it in the sun just a little bit. You never know what the wind's going to do here at Casper. And so Hargraves now aboard at first, taking his lead.
Ryan Burnick digs in for the Dons. As the first pitch is low and in, one ball and no strikes. It's going to be interesting to see how he kind of responds after this, that error step, because, you know, a walk to start the first inning, he makes a good pitch in the second and still can't get the out as the 1-0 is inside. Two balls and no strikes on the sixth hitter, Ryan Burnick, and they're going to say it hit him.
I did not see that, to be honest. We'll take a look internally at our WOGO Sports instant replay, I guess.
Eli Stepp is stunned right now. Why Burnick just got first, but they're going to say it hit his leg. So first and second, nobody out.
Now, Burnick was tapping his left knee, looking at the umpire. Not sure if he hit the knee or maybe grazed the pants. But
first pitch to Pankratz. It's bunted to the pitcher. Spins, throws to third, and it's dropped by the third baseman and rolls into the corner in foul territory. Scoring from third is Hargraves. Into second is Pankratz. Into third is Burnick. And a really nice play by Stepp to field the ball. Made a good throw. And Boosh just took his eye off the ball. Wasn't able to make the catch. A run scores. So 3-1 McDonald. And all of a sudden it's second and third and nobody out. And we're going to have a meeting at the pitcher's mound here. Maybe just trying to calm him down a bit, but
yeah, I mean, tough break there. Like you mentioned, fielding the position well again, Eli Stepp, but the throw gets away from third, and just like that, we talked about it with Coach Meverden before the game as well, too, the importance not only of throwing strikes, but also having solid defense behind. Shout out to Jason Bovey and Mark Halverson, both giving two big thumbs up to the in-game interview.
Just a really good play by Stepp. It's a play that you teach pitchers, PVP, pitch fielding position, was able to get it to third in time, but not able to make the catches. Holden Lomax digs in, trying to claw back within one. Stepp kicks and throws. Ground ball to third. Fielded there nicely by Boosh. Throws home, tag applied, he's out! So after an error on the third baseman, Boosh, He's able to come back and throw home to get the out. Great tag by Lindenberg. And they cut down the run at the plate. Advancing to third was Pankratz. Lomax safe at first, but again, what a play by Booz there.
Take another look at it at our WOGO Sports instant replay. Good job getting the tag down there, Parker Lindenberg.
So Steps got one out, runners on the corners. Lomax leaning towards stealing. There he goes. The pitch is low and inside, and Lomax steals without a throw. So second and third now. Still only one out.
Rocco Maher, who's at the plate, hitting 143 at the bottom of the lineup.
1-0 to Maher is a called strike one. Hit the outside edge on that fastball. Looking to gather the second out of the inning as the 1-1 is high. Two balls and one strike to the nine-hitting Rocco Maher. Lineup turns over to Ray Becker next. Becker walked in his first appearance on four pitches as the 2-1 is high. Three balls and one strike to Maher, and you do not want to load the bases for the top of the order here.
Also, hitters count here, and he's got two in scoring position. One solid knock ties the game.
The 3-1 is swung at and missed. A high fastball got him.
Good
three
pitch
and two
by Eli Stepp. And Eli's a gamer, Carter. I think he relishes moments like this. They go mano a mano against a batter.
The 3-2 pitch. Foul back. Maher is able to get a piece. Hanging tight. Still 3-2. Second and third, one away here at the top of the second. 3-1 McDonald with the lead. Eli steps. And he's been throwing strikes. I mean, they're putting balls in play, but he's throwing strikes like Coach asked him to. As the 3-2 is a called third strike. Maher watches a fastball low and away in the zone. And a massive strikeout for Eli Stepp.
Number five, Ray
two
Becker.
Away now. As we recycle to the top of the order and Becker digs in, he walked in his first appearance.
With the top of the order coming up, what a big pitch there from Eli Stepp as we'll see that one again.
Second backwards K of the game. First pitch is a curveball, bounced the home plate. It gets by Lindenberg, and scoring from third is Pankratz. So we got a one-run game. It's 3-2, and that's a tough one to stomach after you get the big second out of the strikeout.
Just that's got to drive Coach Meverden crazy. Is you do everything right and a chance to get out of it, and then let one get away. And
just took a tough bounce on home plate. Lindenberg wasn't able to block it. As the 1-0 is a called strike one. Fastball, lower outside corner. And he's really, I feel like he's got really good command on his fastball early today. That pitch is foul back. 1-2. Stepp trying to get this to the bottom of the third.
Picking his spots and hitting him. Becker walked and stole a base his first time up. He ended up stranded in that first inning. Worked his way all the way around to third, but didn't come around to score.
Becker called time, steps back in, and now steps 1-2. Line drive over the head of Callen Johnson and into right field for a base hit. Becker with a turn at first. He's going to hold. And we are all tied up as Ray Becker delivers. One for one on the day with a walk now. And just like that, we're tied. As Matt Canicci, the catcher, batting 400, digs in looking to extend the inning.
Columbus showing why they're one of the top-ranked teams in Division 4. Coming right back with three here in the top of the second after McDonald plated three in their half of the first.
First pitch is low, one ball and no strikes to Matt Canicci. Step, takes a look at Becker. He comes set at the belt, kicks and throws. Swinging a ground ball to third. It's going to be Stepp fielding. Jump throw to first in time. Eli Stepp fielding his position once again. The Don's able to tie it up in the top of the second as we go to the bottom of the third, 3-3 on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Back here in the bottom of the third, a 3-3 game. The Don's able to get three across in the top of the second and tie it. And that last play, really feel like that was Caden Boo's ball, but Eli Stepp taking control on the mound, able to field it near the line and made a strong jump throw to first to get him. Just impressive stuff.
The kid's just an athlete. Yeah. The kid's just an athlete.
Lindbergh, Matthews, and Lindbergh, Stepp, and Crawford do up here in the bottom of the second for McDonald.
Leading off the bottom of the second.
A new ball
McDonald
game now,
catcher
Carter.
Number one, Parker.
Back to 0-0. Talented catcher Lindbergh from the right side of the plate, and he does wear batting gloves.
Parker hitting 409.
Eckes first pitch, ground ball to short. Sommer fields, flips to first in plenty of time. One pitch, one out for Eckes here in the second. And the first pitch of the game was grounded down the third baseline by Stepp, so they're obviously trying to attack Eckes early in the count.
Senior number seven.
Yeah, a little control issues in that first inning as McDonald sent eight to the plate.
Eli Stepp digs in, singled and scored back in the first inning. Again, on the first pitch of the game, as Eckes winds up, kicks and throws, and it's a breaking ball low and in the dirt for ball one.
Eli hitting 267, but his ability to get on base has really been what he's brought to this lineup.
1-0 is high, two balls and no strikes on Eli Stepp. Isaac Crawford on deck. Couple of speedsters at the top of this lineup. The 2-0. Right down the middle, and it's 2-1.
Isaac Crawford due up next. He walked and scored the second run of the game for McDonald in that big three-run bottom of the first.
2-1 is hit down the right field line, fouling out of play. And Eckes has worked back nicely. Down 2-0 to start the AB. Has worked it to 2-2. Bottom of the second, tied at three. Two balls, two strikes. Eckes throws. It's a breaking ball, low and in the dirt.
Talk about that 267 average, Carter, but the OBP for Eli Stepp is 560. Over half the time he's getting on base comes with that plate discipline.
As a leadoff hitter, that's all you want. You don't want him to hit home runs. You want him to get on base. Here's a ground ball to short, fielded by Sommer. Comes up, throws to first in plenty of time. Two away, and to start the second inning for the Mags, two straight ground balls to the shortstop, Sommer.
Sommer impressed with his arm, but just his smoothness fielding the position there at short.
Isaac Crawford digs in, like you mentioned, a walk in the first, able to score the second run of the game on the single by home. First pitch to Crawford, ground ball to third, fielding is Burnick, throws to first, dug out of there by the first baseman Hargraves. A nice play, and we head to the top of the third, still tied at three here on WOGO Sports.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home. But have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. But whole home air purification systems from Wirzgala help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at WWT.net or 231-2000.
To the third here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Carter Jagger with you. Knotted up at 3, McDonald and Columbus. Max scored there, 3 in the bottom of the first. Top of the second. Was a big inning for the visitors, Columbus Catholic. Now Eli stepped back out on the mound, and Carter, he's, again, after that four-pitch opening walk, Eli really has been impressive, and honestly, maybe fielding his position has been some of the most impressive things he's done. You can tell why you just want to get him on the field whenever possible.
Yeah, and he's really been in full control of his fastball. His breaking pitch hasn't been as effective, but he's been able to get a lot of weak contact early in this game.
Carson Eckers, the counterpart, ground out back to Eli Stepp. Speaking of fielding the position, his first time up. Stepp finds the mark, about a knee-high fastball against Eckers.
Again, that's paint on the bottom of the zone there.
Stepp working pretty quickly, called strike two. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and in Baldwin. 0-2 pitch from Stepp. Upstairs, ball one. Eckes hitting .455 by the Game Changer stats. Coming into this one, presumably the number two pitcher for the Columbus Catholic Dons, called strike three. Eli Stepp froze him, and Eckes strikes out for the first out of the inning.
Well, number 16, Carter.
He apparently does have control of that curveball. Drop that in on the outside corner. Beautiful pitch. That's their third strikeout looking in this game, and he's just filled it up.
The backwards K for Eli Stepp as we take another look at it at our WOGO Sports instant replay. Brings up the slick fielding Summer, the shortstop. Made a couple nice plays last inning. Blocked well that time by Lindenberg on a ball low and in the dirt. From senior Eli Stepp. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. 2-0. Friendly count here so far for Carter Summer, hitting .267 so far in the season through the first 11 games. 3-0. Sepp takes his time, adjusts the bill of the cap, gets the signal from Lindenberg. Called strike one. Looking to battle back in this AB, Eli Stepp. Ball upstairs, five-pitch walk, and Summer is aboard. Second walk of the game. Also, Eli has hit one player with a pitch, though that was a little debatable. But
yeah.
The umpire right on top of it, much closer than we are, saw it. Tyler Hargraves reached on an error and scored a run his first time up back in the second. 3-3 ball game now. Runner at first with one away. Stepp looks at that runner. Grounded over toward third and out of play.
Make challenges available.
A
Hargrave stands out. Runner at first is Carter Summer. Ryan Burnick was hit by that pitch in the second. He is on deck for Marshfield Columbus Catholic. Unbeaten on the road, the Dons. And thank you to McDonald head coach Bryce Meverden for joining us in between the first and second innings. Always look forward to trying different things here on our WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Snap throw to first, Eli Stepp, and Smisky making sure to keep Summer honest.
Stepp's got a really good pickoff move to first. That's twice now he's almost picked off a runner.
Nothing and one the count. Blooped into shallow center field, and that's going to send Summer racing around second. Runners at the corners with just one out on a nice piece of hitting from Tyler Hargraves.
Number 25.
So Summer now at third with Ryan Burnick at the plate. Burnick was hit by a pitch in the second, hitting 308. Now another jam for Stepp to try to work himself out of here early in this one. New ball game at three after McDonald plated the first three runs of the game. Runners at the corners, one out. Called strike one. Good opening salvo there from Eli Stepp on Burnick. For generations, Christ Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. That tradition continues with Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille. Stepp the pitch, ball one. You'll find the same trusted care now with a fresh modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. Schedule your free consultation today at crystalorthodontics.com. That's crystalorthodontics.com. Top of the third, 3-3 game. Runners at the corners, one out. Step missed high again, 2-1. If you have hail damage from last May, remember you have 1 year to file your claim. Maybe you remember that storm coming through May 15th. So get your exterior checked before May 15th. We're in the month of May now, just a couple weeks left. Don't settle for the door knockers. Go with your trusted local contractor, Aerial Management and Construction. Tag at second as the runner goes, gunning him down, Parker Lindenberg. Columbus trying to be aggressive, and Parker makes him pay.
I don't think the runner thought he was going to throw it. I mean, no slide there, and if he slides, he's probably safe, but just ran through second base, and Holmes slapped the tag on him.
Take another look at that one. Swing and a miss, induced by Eli Stepp. Evens the count at 2-2, now with two away and a runner at third. Trying to strand a runner at third once again. Eli Stepp trying to do it for the second time so far in this ballgame. Called strike three, he did it. Eli Stepp, another big K, and that ends the inning for your McDonald Max. So nice, we've got to see it twice. We'll take another look at our WOGO Sports instant replay before we send you to break. Eli Stepp sending down Burnick, saying, I did not hit you with that pitch earlier. We are back in 30 seconds. This is McDonald Baseball on WOGO Sports. Good to have you with us.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
Welcome back to McDonald Baseball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Carter Jagger with you. And again, Eli Stepp continues to impress, working his way out of another jam with his fourth K of the day, Carter.
Yeah, and they're all backwards K. Yeah. All looking. He's hitting the corners well.
I think he found control of that curveball still.
Would like a little bit more strikes thrown. He's at 55 pitches through three, but, I mean, three runs through three. You can't be mad with what you're seeing.
And, again, you need the run support. It's something where top and bottom of the inning, what can you do to support your pitcher who's really, really had a strong start? Cale Holm looks at ball one from Eckes. As we've reached the bottom of third, Holm had a double his first time up. takes a called strike inside. One ball, one strike. Kilholm, I believe, scored the third run of the game as well, too, for McDonald. 1-1 count on Kilholm, McDonald Sr. Kale will ground one right up the middle, fielded at second, throw to first in time, smoothly by Pankratz to Hargraves, and one away for McDonald.
Senior number 15, Ryan Smisky.
Ryan Smisky now comes up to play. 4-3 on the putout there if you were scoring with us at home. McDonald went down in sequence last inning, Carter, 1-2-3, and trying to hopefully extend this bottom of the third a little bit more than that. Smisky will chop one foul.
I really like what they're doing at the plate, though. They're being really picky in the pitches they swing at. They're drawing some walks. They're getting on base. The crazy part is we've had 6 runs scored and only 4 hits. So you can tell the pitchers have definitely struggled a little bit early.
Backus comes home. One hops it past his catcher, Matt Konechny. McDonald and Columbus with matinee baseball here at Casper Park. Couldn't have picked a more beautiful day. Swing and a miss. Fooled him with that pitch. Smisky down the count 1-2.
That was a beautiful slider there. Broke from the inside to the outside of the plate. Probably wouldn't have been a strike, but tough to take.
Smisky trying to work his way back into this one. 1-2 count. One away. Swing and a miss. Dropped third strike, and the throw gets away, and that's why you hustle down the line. Ryan Smisky aboard at first.
Very interesting on that play by the catcher. You know, as a coach, we teach our catchers to, you know, say inside, 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 or outside, 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 to be able to throw it down the line so you're not throwing above the runner. And he decided to throw it immediately after getting it and just two-hopped his first baseman.
Brings up Callan Johnson. He drove in a run on the sacrifice back in that 3-run first. First pitch off the mark from Carson Eckes. Runner first takes the lead. Grounded into left field. And that's a single to advance the runner for Callan Johnson. One out, two on for the McDonald Max.
I mean, if you're Eckes, I mean, you make a great pitch. And you're from Smisky. Should have been the second out. Now a single by Johnson. All of a sudden it's first and second, one out. Now you want to add and get the lead.
Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Quality Propane and Fuels, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. And again, looking for those first pitch strikes, not getting them. Carson Eckes, runners at first and second. Missed again, 2-0.
I believe he called that
Boost.
One strike.
Excuse me, 1-1. Boost reached on an error in that big bottom of the first. He fouls it back, 1-2. Backus, of course, would love to get a K of his own here. Has 3 strikeouts to his credit, but one earlier this inning that didn't pan out because of the drop third strike and the errant throw along the first baseline. Big cut fouled off by Caden Boost. Part of that McDonald senior class. Of course, senior day here and parents' day for the McDonald baseball team. Coach Meverden. WOGO Halley Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Good to have you with us on the radio and the live video stream. 3-3 ball game. Popped into right center field. That is going to be a long run, and it fools the right fielder. And they are circling the bases for McDonald. One is coming in to score for sure. The throw back to the infield. Not in time. And it's 4-3 McDonald. Caden Boos, the RBI, to break the tie.
Coach wanted everything in him to send that
senior
runner from third home to Johnson.
Mason Bussey.
He's held him up at the last moment, but an opposite field hit with 2 strikes. I mean, that's what you teach.
Well struck by Caden Boos. Now runners at second and third, still with just one out for Mason Bussey. As Bussey takes strike one. Mason, his first time up. Good plate discipline, reached on a walk. Bussey fouls it off. And out beyond the canopy, over along the first baseline. Good crowd here on hands. And beautiful Saturday. Very full Casper Park today. Soccer, I believe some young ladies playing rugby behind us as well, too. Nothing in two on Mason Bussey with two in scoring position and his team leading 4-3. Bussey gets a big piece of this one. He'll send it out deep to right field. And that one is off the fence for Mason Bussey. That's going to bring in two as Bussey slides into second. They'll hold the runner at third. 5-3, McDonald. Mason Bussey, a big bang on the double.
And Boosh just did not get a good read on that ball. Kind of held up until it hit the fence already instead of going halfway. And it cost us a run, but again, a two-strike opposite field hit.
Carson Galvez. Now he has two in scoring position. Galvez pops it up. Throw coming to the plate, diving in, and the tag as Boos is called out at home. And that'll end the inning. McDonald gets two across. We head to the fourth. Our score now, McDonald 5, Columbus 3. We are back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Baseball on WOGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Where you get your prescriptions is more important than you think.
Hi, welcome to the Big Box Pharmacy. Can I take your order?
Hi, I just have a question, but it's kind of personal and...
Will you speak up, ma'am?
I really don't want everyone else in line to hear.
What?
Sometimes you just don't want to stand in line with a bunch of strangers. The Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee offer true personal service, minimal wait times, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
McDonald Baseball on WOGO Radio, WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. We enter the fourth, McDonald leading 5-3, and once again on the call, here's Carter.
Once again, I mean, that throw by the center fielder, an impressive strike to home plate. I love the aggression. I mean, Coach talked about it pregame. He's not stopping that anytime soon. And
yeah, he said, again, make him beat us with the throw. We're going to try to beat him on the base pass. They've got great athletes, and make him make a great throw, and honestly, at this level, I think that's a gamble you're willing to make.
Absolutely. It took a dime from Ray Becker to throw out Booze, and it was shallow, so the speed for McDonald's really showing. Bottom of the third,
top of the fourth.
5-3 McDonald, able to get two in the bottom of the third, grabbed a 5-3 lead. Five hits for McDonald, only two so far for Columbus. Leading off, your second baseman, Caleb Pankratz. Step, kicks and throws, and it's low and in, ball one. Pankratz reached on an error his first time up. As the 1-0 is the low and in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes. Holding Lomax on deck.
Both pitchers have thrown 57 so far.
The 2-0 is grounded into center field, base hit. And it took all of the Eli Stepp athleticism to get out of the way of that one. Sharp grounder into center.
And that's a good way to start. Again, three out of four innings now is it that the leadoff man has gotten aboard for the Dons.
So runner at first, nobody out. Holden Lomax digs in, and Stepp checks on the runner at first. Nice catch by Smiske. Over at first. Step, comes set, and throws. Squaring bunt is Lomax, and he just missed. Lindenberg's going to try to check on the runner, And Smiski does a fantastic job of just knocking that ball down, making sure that Pankratz can't advance. So
we've seen an error from the catcher on the other side for the Dons that really helped ignite McDonald. Max trying not to return the favor.
The 0-1, he's hitting, but he takes outside. One ball and one strike to the 8 hitter, Holden Lomax. Runner at first is Caleb Pankratz. Reached on his ground ball, single to center. Steps, sets, and throws. High and inside. Two balls and one strike to Lomax. Steps on 61 pitches so far. Trying to keep the command here in the fourth inning. The pitch. That's a called strike two. Painted the top corner. And he's worked it back to 2-2.
We'll see if Eli can throw up another backwards K here.
He's got
four of them already.
Four strikeouts so far. All backwards look. All strikeouts looking. Step comes set. The 2-2 pitch to Lomax is high and in. Lomax ducks out of the way. Three balls and two strikes on Lomax. Runner at first. Nobody out. McDonald up two runs here in the top of the fourth.
Eli just keeping things interesting here.
The 3-2 pitch. Just inside.
Not.
And he walked him. So first and second, nobody out. Not the way you want to start an inning. Step has shown he's been able to work out of these innings before. In the first inning, he had a runner at first and nobody out. They didn't score a run. We're going to have a mound visit here.
Walks for Eli so far in the first, the third, and now the fourth. Ironically enough, the only inning where he didn't walk a batter was the second, and that's where Columbus put three across. Now, there was the hit by pitch in that one, a couple guys reaching on a fielder's choice, one reaching on an error, and that was the big inning so far for the Dons. But McDonald now trying to protect this two-run lead.
And Isaac Crawford's going to come into pitch for the Max.
Going to allow us to take a quick break here, so we'll step out and be back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Top of the fourth here, McDonald leading 5-3. First and second, Isaac Crawford, brand new pitcher on the mound. Eli Stepp heads out to play center field in the place of Crawford. Stepp ends with 64 pitches. He was getting up there, was kind of struggling to control it. He ends the day with four strikeouts, allowed three runs on three hits. Crawford sets, and his first pitch, squaring to bunt and getting it down, rolling foul. Down that third base line was Maher. Rocco Maher was one of the strikeout victims of Eli Stepp back in the second inning.
And not an easy situation for Crawford to come in with here, trying to protect that two-run lead, but nobody out. Runners at first and second. And 9-1 and 2 due up.
First baseman Smiski playing extremely in on the grass, expecting a bunt. Crawford's 0-1. Called strike two, and he did not square around. And now 0-2, you definitely are not going to bunt. So 0-2 here on Rocco Maher. First and second, nobody out. Crawford, the brand new pitcher, in trying to collect his first out. The 0-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball to short. Home up with it. Throws to second for one. relay to first. He didn't make the throw. So they collect the out at second. Kalen Johnson decides to hold. And now runners at the corners with one away. And we recycle to the top of the order for Ray Becker. Becker has walked and singled.
Down center fielder number five.
Has been stranded both times on the base pass. That ground ball was kind of in the hole a little bit. Would have been a tough turn. Holm was able to get the out at second.
Still good to get that first out on the scoreboard as the top of the order comes up for Marshfield Columbus.
First pitch. Check down the runner. So one out, second and third. Crawford checked that runner at third. Oh, and they called him safe. What a move by Isaac Crawford.
You talk about steps pickoff move in Isaac's.
Caleb Pankratz. What a move to third base. And the umpires are going to talk about this.
Yeah, they're going to talk about this for a moment.
I thought he had him. The throw definitely beat him. The tag also beat him, but did he get around it?
Taking a look at it internally on our WoGo Sports instant replay here. That's close, but they'll stay with the safe call.
They are going to stay with the call, so runner's safe at third. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls.
Becker, his first time up, walked, stole a base, ended up at third, stranded there, and had a run-scoring single in the second.
So Crawford. We've got some count issues here. Count is 0-1 to Ray Becker, the leadoff hitter for the Dons. First pitch, or the second pitch, is Payne on the outside corner. And it's 0-2, and if Isaac Crawford can get this second out, that would be massive.
When Isaac is dialed in, he can pitch like none other, works quickly.
The 0-2 is high, one ball and two strikes. You're right, he does. He works much quicker than Eli Stepp. Gets his sign, and he goes for it. Crawford sets with the pink glove and throws. Swinging a ground ball to short. Cale Holm's going to field. Throw to third. They're going to apply the tag. And a heads-up play by Cale Holm. They get the out at third. A run scores. But now it's a runner at first instead of a runner at third.
Downs catcher number six.
And we have two Matt away Caninci. Now as Matt Caninci digs in.
And that's a decision at short that you've got to make really quickly if you're Cale Holm. You get the leadoff man. Know you're going to sacrifice a run, but able to get now two outs.
Pankratz scored on the play as the first pitch is a called strike. It's 0-1.
Think about Pankratz doesn't score that run if he is picked off at third, and it was oh so close within a whisker.
He's going to check on Becker at first, but he slides back in safely. Becker was able to steal a base back in the first inning. That's Crawford. Sets another pickoff move, and Becker is leaning. He's definitely leaning towards second base. Crawford trying to keep him close. Eight pitches so far for Isaac Crawford. Sets and throws. Way outside, and Lindeborg couldn't make the catch. Ray Becker is able to steal second base. It's going to be one ball and one strike on the catcher. Matt Konechny.
Konechny, the 400 hitter, has a runner in scoring position, a chance to tie the game.
1-1 is high. Two balls and one strike. And Crawford just trying to strand that runner on second base and maintain a 5-4 lead for McDonald. The 2-1. It's upstairs. Three balls and one strike. Crawford started the inning throwing a lot of strikes. Struggling a little bit these last two batters. The 3-1 pitch. Popped it up, right side, and out of play. Into the bullpen.
Carson Eckes is due up next if Konechny's able to reach.
Konechny has a fly out to right and a ground out to first. The 3-2, ground ball to second. Johnson took a tough hop. He bobbles, picks it up, throw to first. Not in time, Smisky. They're going to say he's safe. I think he held the bag, so I think beating that out was
Konechny. Coach Beverden's going to appeal a bit here and just check on that. That was a
and they
long
are gonna
stretch
say,
for Ryan Smisky.
They are going to say he pulled his foot. So Callen Johnson took a tough hop. He was able to body it, but he couldn't collect in time to throw out Konechny. And now Eckes digs in, the pitcher for Columbus, trying to add own run support. First and third, two away. Crawford throws. Runner goes. Popped it into right field. Pretty well struck, but playable. And it's over the head of Galvez and down all the way to the wall. One run is in. Konechny scores from first. And Columbus has grabbed a 6-5 lead. Looked like he had it measured. Wind maybe pushed it a little bit out to right. Fluttered over his head. And they're able to grab two runs and grab a 6-5 lead.
Talk about helping your own cause. Eckes certainly did that there.
Devlin Timmler is going to be the pinch runner for Eckes.
Timmler is their number one pitcher. Presume that he will be the man called on early next week against Eau Claire Regis.
So Eckes provides his own run support. A couple of errors in this inning. This is ground ball to third, and they're going to say it hit him.
So far, every time McDonald has an inning, an immediate answer for the Dons. Matching McDonald's three, now beating the max two.
Here is a ground ball to third. Up with it is Booz. Throws to first in time. And the side is finally retired, but a couple errors leads to three runs for the Dons in the top of the fourth. We head to the bottom of the fourth. 6-5 Columbus on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Spring is here and flowers aren't the only thing popping up. It's the perfect time for your annual well water test. Book your free home water analysis with the experts at Gibson's Water Care. Locally owned, offering American-made products with no long-term contracts. Need plumbing help? Gibson's Water Care has you covered for basic needs too. Be smart this spring and ensure your water is in top condition. Visit GibsonWaterCare.com today.
Well, you can close the book on Eli Stepp. He goes three innings, allowing three earned runs with four strikeouts. Crawford comes in and a couple of errors for McDonald. Allows two more runs to come across as Columbus leads 6-5 in the top of the fourth.
Leading off the bottom of the fourth for the Max. It's the catcher,
leading off
one,
in the bottom
Parker
of the fourth is Parker Lindenberg. 0-for-1 with a ground out to short his first time up. And like you said last inning, I mean, whenever McDonald scores, it feels like Columbus has always had the answer.
And now facing a deficit for the first time.
Eckes' first pitch is right down the middle of the Lindenberg, 0-1.
Parker, that 500 OBP, you love seeing that.
The 0-1, breaking ball upstairs, 1-1. 59 pitches for Eckes today. Five hits for McDonald. Got five runs out of it. The 1-1. Swinging a line drive. Caught by Sommer at short. And if he's shorter, that's probably a hit. But the height of Sommer allows him to make that catch. Really good contact there by Lindenberg. But one away now is top of the order for McDonald. Comes up in Eli Stepp. He singled and scored back in the first. Grounded out to short in the second inning.
And again, facing that deficit for the first time today, Coach Mebberden certainly wants the top of his order to do some damage.
Pitch is low and away, one ball and no strike. You look at it for Columbus, it is all their top of the order doing, most of their top of the order doing the damage.
And that's kind of what Coach Meverden talked about before the game, is he thought if they could get through the top of the order, they might be okay, but it's easier said than done.
There's a breaking ball in there, four strike one. The 1-1, two-step. Swing and a miss. Did get a piece of it. One ball and two strike. Look for the Mowersbury Insurance highlights of the week on our Wogo Sports social media channels. Follow Wogo Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mowersbury Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Ekis trying for another strikeout. 1-2. Ground ball to third, but foul. And it stays at 1-2, so Eli Stepp battling here a little bit. In his third at-bat of the game.
Patience at the plate is just a hallmark for Eli Stepp. We talked about that really gaudy OBP. He's just someone at the top of the lineup that gets on base very regularly.
They're going upstairs, and Ekis throws it too far upstairs. 2-2. Ekis has two strikeouts today, both swinging. As his 2-2 is lone in the dirt. Konechny knocked it down nicely, and the count runs full. And Eli Stepp, once again, working the count, has worked it full. 3-2, one away here in the bottom of the fourth, Columbus leading 6-5. Ekis throws. Called third strike.
Oh.
Eli thought it was high. They're going to call it strike three, and there's two away as Isaac Crawford, the pitcher, digs in for McDonald.
That's now the fourth strikeout for Ekis. As he's settled in very well on the mound.
First pitch is outside, 1-0. Fourth strikeout, one did reach on the drop third strike. Ekis sitting at 68 pitches. The 1-0. Upstairs, 2-0.
That drop third strike helped ignite McDonald to 2 in the third, which gave him a temporary 5-3 lead.
Ekis steps off the back of the rubber. Crawford wearing number 0. Got the pink cleats on. As Ekis is ready to go. His 70th pitch in the 2-0 to Crawford is low in the dirt. Three balls and no strikes on Crawford, and maybe starting a two-out rally here.
Two-strike hitting, just some of those, again, whatever level of baseball you play, you got to be able to do it.
The 3-0 is a called strike one.
You figure Isaac's going to take one there, and now a green light for him.
Here's a ground ball to short. Sommer, it took a bad hop. It goes off of Sommer, the second baseman. Pankratz fields in shallow center, and Crawford's going to reach. Sommer had it measured, was in front of it. It took a bad hop off his arm and rolls into shallow center.
And with Crawford's speed and athleticism at first, I do not think he's going to be at that bag for very long.
Talked about the urgency for McDonald. All the bases they try to steal. They've got a runner thrown out at home already today. And Caden Booz, as the first pitch is up, 1-0.
Cale Holm had that double and scored the third run of the game for McDonald back in the first.
Grounded out to second the other time. Crawford gets picked off. And they're going to say he tagged him out. So Isaac Crawford gets picked off at first to end the fourth. We go to the top of the fifth, 6-5 Columbus here on WOGO Sports.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort. MetropolisResort.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
We begin the fifth year at Casper. McDonald back in the field. Isaac Crawford, who is just picked off, tagged between first and second. Back on the hill for Coach Bryce Membert and McDonald, trailing 6-5 to the visitors, the Marshfield Columbus Catholic Dons. They're in the division playoff-wise that McDonald was in last year in D4. Max, by just a student or two, moved up through the enrollment threshold to Division 3 this year. So no chance of a playoff matchup between these two teams, but a tight one here today at Casper. Western Cloverbelt for McDonald, Eastern Cloverbelt for the Dons. Tyler Hargraves, who reached on an error in the second, had a single in the third, but then was caught stealing by Parker Lindenberg, is back up at the plate for Marshfield Columbus Catholic. Takes a first pitch strike from Isaac Crawford.
Can't stress this enough. I mean, Columbus has 6 runs on only 3 hits.
Fouled back, and Crawford quickly ahead in the count, 0-2.
No, it talked about fundamental baseball, but struggling a little bit defensively here today.
Get to the end of a week, maybe play 2 or 3 games in that week, and get to Saturday. Sometimes you can be thinking weekend a little more than baseball. 1-2 as that pitch missed from Isaac Crawford. Coach Memberton talking about just locking in, focusing mentally like they did in the latter innings on Thursday against Fall Creek. Looking for a called third strike, missing wide Isaac Crawford. 2-2 on Tyler Hargraves. There's a pretty big bat there. This 5 spot in the lineup. Hit high and out of play. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Hargrave, the leadoff man here for Marshfield Columbus. They lead 6-5, have worked back from 3- and 2-run deficits. This one is hit well out to left center field. Eli Stepp has a long run, and it gets beyond him. Hargraves is going to coast into second with a double. It has been tough feeling out in the grass on both sides tonight, and Hargraves well struck out to left center field, and Eli Stepp a long run over from center and trying to go with the Willie Mays catch to no avail there.
Took a tough angle at that ball. Wind's got to be pushing that out a little bit, but
Isaac Crawford looking for that first pitch strike, doesn't get the call. Ryan Burnick hit by a pitch in the second, struck out in the third. Swing and a miss. Crawford got him with that one. 1 ball, 1 strike. Busy week coming up on WOGO Sports. Check out our sports calendar at WOGO.com. McDonald Baseball on the road at Neillsville Grant. Another swinging strike. That coming up on Monday. Weather permitting, that rain forecast has started to dissipate. 50-50 shot of showers down to a 30% chance of rain that afternoon at the last check. Check swing didn't go that time. Isaac, again, seems like, from our perspective up here, Carter, that he's feeling pretty comfortable as he's moving very quickly.
That's a really good spot for 1-2 pitch. A high fastball usually gets him to chase.
2-2, call strike 3. Send him down looking. Coming back with the strikeout after the error allows Hargraves to reach. Take another look at it here. And Crawford moving pretty quickly. Missed with pitch 1 once again. Hargraves is at second. Caleb Pankratz, 1-for-2 on the day. He's actually scored 2 runs, reached on a fielder's choice, and then a single in the second and fourth, respectively.
has a favorable count here, 2-0. Pinkratz, the second baseman, number 13, bats from the right, and he drives one out, drops it to Eli Stepp in center field. Stepp's throw gets over the shortstop's head. And second and third now, with just one out for Holden Lomax. They decided not to send the runner Hargraves from third. Could have been a play at the plate there. Instead, one out for Lomax with two in scoring position, already leading 6-5. Lomax takes the ball upstairs. Holden Lomax, the right fielder, 167 hitter coming in, number 31. Rocco Mar, the left fielder, due up next. Lomax pops it up. This is trouble in right center field. It's going to drop in for a base hit, and that is going to send the seventh run of the game across for Marshfield Columbus as Hargraves comes in to score.
Again, the second time today that's been hit in an area where that's pretty much uncatchable with how deep our outfielders are playing.
Number 11, Rocco Maher.
It was a hard run for Carson Galvez. He and Callan Johnson, just neither one of them were able to get a good beat on that one. Long run over for both. And now first and second with one out and one in for the Dons. Rocco Maher, the left fielder. 143 hitter coming in. He will lace the first one past Cale Holmes for a base hit. That's going to bring another run in to score. 8-5. The bottom of the order doing damage here for the Dons. Ray Becker.
Number 5, Ray Becker.
At the plate now as Pankratz came in to score. For the second run of the game, it is 8-5, and a comeback bid is going to be made a little more difficult. Plenty of time left for McDonald. Runners go. Throw to third. Was that in time?
Yeah.
It was indeed. Nice throw there by Lindenberg.
A very interesting decision there with only one out. You've been hitting the ball well, especially with the top of the order up to call a double steal. Didn't work there.
Hit high in the air, out to right center field. Carson Galvez, it gets over his head. And the ninth run comes in for Columbus. 9-5, they lead. They have scored six unanswered.
Number six.
And the inning continues as Marr came in to score. Matt Konechny back up. He reached on an error in the fourth. Two away and a runner at second in Ray Becker. Nine to five, we'll have a conference at the mound here. Isaac Crawford came in relief of Eli Stepp. Still just six hits, Carter, on the board for the Dons, but trouble in the field has been kind of the undoing early on here for McDonald. We're still just in the fifth, so certainly plenty of time left for these McDonald bats to come alive. But Eckes is starting to settle in a little bit on the other side. And Marshfield Columbus has taken advantage of some McDonald miscues.
In this weather, it's always hard as an outfielder to judge which way the ball is drifting. And as a right fielder, that's going to be drifting from left to right. And Galvez overrun it just a touch. Couldn't get back in time to make that catch. And then the one in center, Stepp took a tough angle at it as well. You know, that's a play you kind of expect him to make because he's such an athlete.
Runner at second, taking a big lead. 1-1 the count here on Matt Konechny. Sack fly back in the first, advancer runner, grounded out back to Stepp in the second. Reached on an error and scored a run his last time up in the fourth. 2-1 as Crawford misses, trying to strand a runner at second. Three innings so far with three runs apiece for the Dons. Konechny will pound one into center field. And that is going to score the 10th run of the game for Columbus Catholic as their big inning continues.
Johnson was holding on the runner at second. And whenever the pitch is thrown, as a second baseman, when you're holding on the runner, you break back towards your position at second base. And Konechny hit it right where he wasn't.
Good piece of hitting by the catcher for Marshfield Columbus. Now the lefty Carson Eckes back up. He had a two-run double last inning. Seven hits now on the board for the Dons. Runner goes, throw to second, one hop to Cale Holm from Lindenburg, and Konechny safely in. 1-0 count on Carson Eckes, hitting .455. 0-for-2 start of the game, but a two-run double as he gets another good chunk of this one, but slices it foul. Diving attempt over there in left field. Oh, my goodness. What a beautiful play out there. Was that Desian Matthews? Desian. We're going to have to see that one.
Third baseman Booz making that play.
Booz, excuse me. We'll take another look here on our WOGO Sports Instant Replay. Who's a long run over to make that catch. Well captured by our cameraman, Sam Aberley. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Baseball on WOGO Sports.
Lock in a rate as low as 4.54% APR when you purchase or refinance a vehicle with Royal Credit Union. Royal's great rates and flexible terms can help keep your auto payments affordable. You can also finance RVs, boats, UTVs, and more. See all rates and apply for a Royal Credit Union vehicle loan at rcu.org/auto. Subject to credit approval.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Well, sparkling play from the glove of Caden Boos, and we'll see if that can ignite McDonald here offensively. Carter, is they're looking for a little bit of a spark here. Up 5-3, the last seven have gone to the Dons,
and only five hits, so they're putting the ball in play, just some soft contact. So it's going to be big to start out this inning with a base runner. If Holm can get on base, then you can start a rally, but just some struggles defensively have led to a five-run deficit.
For the max, number 16,
Cale Holm. Out there to hit for McDonald. Of course, he was up in the fourth when Isaac Crawford was tagged out between first and second. So Holm will get another opportunity here. Leading off in the fifth. Pops the first one up over toward Hargrave at first. He has it measured, reaches up, makes the grab. One pitch, one swing, one out. And that's a good way to start for Carson Eckes and co.
As Holm is retired. Ryan Smisky.
There's a Ryan Smisky.
Plate discipline. That was a first pitch, high fastball. He decided to chase, but didn't get anything out of it.
Smisky has struck out against Eckes twice, but did reach on the throwing error from the catcher, Konechny. 10-5, McDonald Nail trails by five runs. Looking for a spark here in the fifth. Plenty of time left. Eight outs remaining for McDonald. Smisky with the bases empty takes a called strike just about knee high.
Got to start one pitch at a time.
Four on the board earlier this inning for Marshfield Columbus. Chopper towards short. It's going to be a hard, long throw. It gets away from the first baseman. I'm not sure if that would have been in time anyway, as Ryan Smisky hustling down the line. Since our scoring doesn't count, I'm going to count that as an
number
infield
six,
signal for Ryan Smisky. That brings up Callan Johnson. to the plate, the young freshman, one of two in the starting lineup. And leading the team in batting average and OBP at 417 and 600, respectively. Runner at first takes a first pitch strike from Eckes. Johnson, sacrifice on the ground out that brought in a run in the first, and singled his last time up. Swings a good bat. He'll hit one to short, flip to second, relay not in time. Now Coach Meverden is pointing at second, saying, let's take a look at this here. You can hear some of the Columbus fans saying, don't let him talk him out of it, but Smisky is called out at second.
Number two, Caden Boos.
So Johnson reaches on the fielder's choice, Caden Boos, who just made that beautiful play in foul territory. At the plate now, with two away. Pickoff attempt at first. Not in time as Johnson dives back in. 10-5. Columbus has doubled up on McDonald. Called strike on Caden Boos. He reached on an error in that three-run first. Singled, brought in a run in the third, but then Carter, he was called out. Aggressive base running. Coach Meverden makes no apologies for that as another pickoff attempt at first.
I'm interested to see how aggressive he stays as we get later into this game, needing runs. They're at a premium today, so you need base runners to get runs.
Ball high, 1-1. On Caden Boos, Mason Bussey is due next. He ripped that double in his last at bat. The lead at first. Pitch comes home, fouled off. 1-2. McDonald trailing 10-5. Home half of the fifth.
Eckes has been good hitting that outside portion of the plate. Got to make sure you tuck in.
The lefty.
Boos head.
Sends this one out deep to left field, and that is trouble. Circling the bases at third, coming in to score. Boos has a standing double. Now a play at the plate. That is close. But sliding in underneath the tag, Callen Johnson, and McDonald gets one across on the double from Caden Boos.
Really good two-strike swing. Believe it was a breaking pitch, waited for it to come down, and then just drilled it over the left fielder's head.
Pretty good throw there, I have to say. I was a little bit premature in calling the run scored. Two-out hitting brings up Mason Bussey.
Catcher couldn't hang on, or else that would have been a tough call.
Fouled off by Mason Bussey. So Callen Johnson comes in to score, and Boos now at second with two outs. 0-1 count on Mason Bussey, DHing for McDonald, the senior. Takes one outside. As Eckes ups the heat a little bit here, of course, with a runner in scoring position. Start thinking behind the plate about making sure you block everything. Bussey fouls it off, 1-2.
Eckes sitting at 87 pitches. You start to wonder when Columbus is going to make that change.
After eight came to the plate in the first inning, Eckes really has done an admirable job for the Dons. Blocked in front of the plate, throw to third, not in time, and it gets out into the outfield. Coming around to score another play of the plate. No, the throw gets away, and it's 10-7 McDonald. Now trailing by just three. Take another look at that one.
An interesting decision by the catcher, you know. They're athletes, but to come up throwing like that is interesting. Threw it into left field, and we talked about aggressiveness. I mean, he's still not stopping down four. Sent Boos home, and he's able to make it.
Caden Boos tagged out at home before. Not so this time. Couple across now from McDonough, both with two outs. Mason Bussey dropped third strike, the throw to first, this time in time for the catcher Konechny. So the inning ends, but not before McDonough plates to our new score. Marshfield Columbus 10, McDonough 7. We're back with the sixth in 60 seconds. This is Max Baseball on WOGO Sports.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence. If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Two in the bottom of the fifth. They've clawed within three. Now you need outs as the first pitch is bounced in there by Crawford, 1-0, to Carter Sommer, the shortstop. He struck out looking and walked. One zero is low. Two balls and no strikes to Carter Sommer.
After giving up seven runs in the last two innings for McDonald, trying to retire the leadoff hitter would certainly be a win here to start the sixth.
Again, it starts with strikes. Pregame talked about as the 2-0 is outside. Three balls and no strikes to Sommer. Crawford is at 45 pitches, and he's only thrown an inning. The 3-0, scoring to bunt and taking strike one, was Sommer. 46 pitches for Isaac Crawford in relief of Stepp, who went three innings, allowed three runs. As the 3-1 is high and inside, and Sommer walks to begin the sixth inning.
He has reached twice today, both on walks in the third and the sixth. Had a strikeout to open the game in the first against Eli Stepp to end that first inning, and grounded out in the fourth.
This is the fourth inning out of the sixth that the leadoff hitter's been on for Columbus. First pitch to Hargraves is upstairs. One ball and no strikes, and Crawford seems to have lost the zone a little bit, trying to dial it back in. The 1-0 pitch is upstairs. They're going to check on the runner at first. He's back in plenty of time.
Hargraves on the day has reached each time on errors in the second and fifth, and both times that allowed him to score a run. He singled in the third, but that was when he was caught between first and second.
Hard tag for Smisky. They're going to check on the first baseman. As Crawford toes the rubber, two balls and no strikes. The pitch. Upstairs, three balls and no strikes.
Six of the last seven pitches have been misses for Isaac Crawford as he tries to get it dialed back in here.
You wonder when they start to warm somebody up. Maybe think about making a pitching change as it's a four-pitch walk to Hargraves. That one missed upstairs. First and second, nobody out. And we're going to get a pitching visit.
And that puts a little bit more pressure on the defense behind Isaac as well, too. And we've seen on both sides in the field, it's been a little hit and miss, a little shaky at times.
Definitely been chaotic in the outfield, some struggles for McDonald. 10 hits on 7 runs for Columbus. 7 runs on 7 hits for McDonald. We've got a pitching change, and we'll have it for you when we come back. 10-7 Columbus here on WOGO Sports.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home, but have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, but whole home air purification systems from Wirzgalla help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wirzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to Wirzgalla.com.
Desean Matthews is the brand new pitcher for McDonald. He's pitched 10 and a third innings this year, has an ERA of 9.4, but trying to do some damage control here in the top of the sixth. Columbus leading 10-7. Back-to-back walks from Crawford have left runners at first and second with nobody out. And another tough, you know, when Crawford came in, it was a tough situation. Step left him with first and second, nobody out. Now Matthews comes in, and he's left with first and second and nobody out. Crawford is going to go into center field. Step moves to left field.
In those 10 and a third, Desean, 11 walks versus 10 strikeouts. Certainly want to see him pounding the zone here, the senior. Three-sport athlete for McDonald. Outstanding fullback.
First pitch is low. Seems to be kind of a thing on this team of multi-sport athletes.
Yeah, most of these guys out here play two, if not three, sports.
Matthew sets. The 1-0 pitch is a called strike one. Hit the upper outside corner. Desean Matthews not hitting today. Mason Bussey DHing for him. But he's on the pitch here in the sixth, trying to limit the damage. First and second, nobody out. Matthews sets at the belt. Kicks and throws. That's a called strike, too.
Big pitch there from Desean.
Devlin Timler is hitting here for Ryan Burnick.
Timler, as we mentioned, their ace pitcher. Just phenomenal.
The 1-2 is low. Two balls and two strike to Timlin.
Burnick on the day had been hit by a pitch but then struck out his last two plate appearances.
The 2-2 from Matthews to Timlin. Swinging a ground ball back to the pitcher. Matthews field throws to first in time. Seems like you could have maybe doubled Timler up there. Matthews decides to get the for sure out at first. Advances both runners to second and third now with Caleb one Pankratz. Out for Caleb Pankratz. Pankratz reached on an error in the first, struck out, reached on error in the first, singled in the fourth, and then singled in the fifth.
And he scored three runs today as well, too. He's been swinging a hot bat the last couple innings and has done damage once he's reached the base paths.
First pitch is outside to Pankratz.
Big spot here for Desean Matthews. McDonald trying to claw back into this one after falling behind 10-5. They were able to scrape two runs across, but don't want to get down further here. Two in scoring position with just one out.
Matthews sets the 1-0 pitch to Pankratz. Low and in the dirt, it kicks by Lindenberg. Scoring from third is Sommer. 11-7 lead now for Columbus as they get one on the wild pitch.
So back to a four-run deficit for McDonald. Desean Matthews will get the shoe tied here.
Talked about walks in the pregame conversation with Coach. Two of them this inning. One already has come around to score. Only seven hits for Columbus so far today. Several errors in the outfield. As Matthews 2-0 is high. Three balls and no strikes. Lindenberg did a good job making that catch.
Yeah, otherwise that one's back to the fence and another run comes home. As Hargraves, maybe not the most speed in the world, but he's at third and would have had a pretty easy time jogging home. That one gets away from Parker.
Pretty deep backstop. 3-0 is outside, and he walked him on four pitches. And McDonald pitchers have lost control of it here in the sixth, not able to spot their pitches. As Holden Lomax digs in, fielder's choice in the first, ended up scoring, walked in the fourth. Singled in the fifth and was caught stealing.
Damage control right now, what you want from McDonald. You've let one across. You've got six outs left on your side. Now trailing by four. I'll try to get out of this one.
First pitch is swung at. Foul tipped into the glove of Lindenberg. And that's the start you want at this batter. Starting up 0-1. Working ahead in the count.
Good pitch there from Desian.
High fastball is Holden Lomax digs back in. Number 31. Matthews sets. 0-1 is a called strike two. Pain on that outside corner. 0-2 on Holden Lomax. Runner at first is Caleb Pankratz. Runner at third is Tyler Hargraves. Little surprised Pankratz hasn't tried to steal second here yet. Matthews sets. Kicks and throws. The 0-2 is a called third strike. Little bit of a delay there from the umpire, but Desian Matthews gets the massive second out.
Number 11, Rocco Maher.
And Rocco Maher is the last chance for Columbus in the inning, trying to tack on more.
What a big pitch there by Desian in that spot.
Off speed, just hit the outside corner. Matthews kicks and throws. First delivery, and what a stop by Lindenberg. Way outside and bounced in the dirt. Made a sprawling save on that one.
And with runners at the corners, one run in already, you don't want this to turn back to the top of the lineup in Becker and Konechny.
Becker, who's on deck, walked, singled, fielder's choice, and doubled. Scored two out of his four chances, 3-for-4. The 1-0 is a called strike one. And Desi and Matthews may have found it a little bit here. Starting to throw some more strikes.
First and third, now two outs. A chance to get out of this one with just one run across for Columbus.
Matthews sets the belt. Kicks and throws. Runner takes off. Lindenberg, another great catch to save a run as Matthews maybe extending a little too much here, way outside, and it's 2-1.
And Becker's on deck if Maher can reach. Maher struck out the second, fielder's choice in the fourth, but single drove in a run, scored a run his last time up.
2-1 is outside and three balls and one strike. And when Desian's missing right now, it's way outside. Adjustments are going to have to be made. Maybe sliding on the rubber a little bit further out.
First base is open, but you've got Becker on deck, not who you want to bring up with the bases loaded, even with two outs.
Desian sets. The 3-1 pitch is high. Ball four, and the bases are loaded for the top of the order in Ray Becker. Once again, Becker 3-for-4 with a fielder's choice. Has scored two of the three times. Scored in the fourth
Number
and scored
five,
in the fifth.
Ray Becker.
286 hitter coming in, the center fielder. He's acquitted himself well with a couple runs scored and a couple driven in.
Desian, once again, trying to limit the damage here in the top of the sixth. One in, three on. Called strike one, and he works ahead to Becker.
Big first pitch there from Desian.
The only two outs he's collected in this inning are when he's worked ahead. Matthews sets. The 0-1. Popped it up, right side. Smisky going out, chasing it, but it is out of play foul. And it's 0-2.
Does Desian have one more big pitch in him this inning? Needs it now.
Matthews looking for the strikeout. Sets at the belt. Base is loaded, two outs. The 0-2 pitch. Lined into center field, base hit. Hargrave scores. Pankratz on his way home. Matthews' throw goes to third. In there safely is Maher. And Ray Becker once again capitalizing with two RBI. It is 13-7 Columbus. And the comeback just got a lot harder.
Number six, Mac Konechny.
Going to be work to do for McDonald offensively, but right now just got to focus on getting this final out of the sixth, which is not easy to do with Konechny.
Matt Konechny digs in.
The Dons are one player away from batting around here in the sixth.
The pitch. Flied into right field. Going out is Galvez. He won't get there. Another run's going to score. Columbus leads 14-7.
More of a football score now as the Dons have really started to open things up.
Number 20, Carson Eckes.
Eckes now digs in.
Konechny 2-for-2, his last two at-bats. That was his fifth plate appearance. Reached on an error and scored a run in the fourth, and that really opened things up for him.
Runner's going to take off. Matthews throws. Lindeberg throws it down to second, and in there easily is Konechny. Got a great jump.
Last time up, Eckes hit it foul along the third base line, and that brilliant play by Caden Boos to end the inning.
We do have a new right fielder. I'm not able to see his number. But Galvez has been subbed out, taking off for third. Throw there is not in time. And Desian Matthews has not checked on the runner, Konechny, either pitch, and he's just gladly taking second and then third.
So Eckes has a chance to add one more here with anything that hits grass.
Desian sets the 2-0 pitch, trying to find the strike zone. Three balls and no strikes to Carson Eckes. Eckes, the starting pitcher today, he's at 89 pitches, and you wonder if maybe that was his day. It's the 3-0 pitch. It is a called strike.
Pounding the zone that time, Desian Matthews.
So you can close the book on Crawford. Isaac Crawford goes one inning, allowed two runs, two were unearned in his day. As Matthews throws, that's a called strike too, and Desian's worked back. Three balls and two strikes, runner at third. Coach talked about the mental toughness late in games that his team needs to have. Trying to find it here. Matthews, his 3-2 pitch. Swinging a fly ball, deep right field, going back, and that ball is gone. Carson Eckes circles the bases. A two-run shot out to right. He can pitch and he can hit.
How about the day for Eckes as he was maybe a little shaky, allowing eight at the plate in that first inning, but he has settled down on the mound and done a lot of damage. Now four runs batted in.
And it's a 16-7 lead for Columbus.
Carter Sommer.
As the shortstop who led off the inning, Carter Sommer digs in. The Dons have batted around as we still have two outs. First pitch is low. One ball and no strikes. And the coach is telling Matthews, hey, just settle down. Settle in. Take a breath. Need to get this last out. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. High fastball.
There.
Blew it by him. 1-1. Dessian's already throwing 29 pitches this inning. entered with first and second, nobody out. Six runs for Columbus in this inning, four last, three in the fourth. Sommer hits this foul, and it's 1-2.
And non-conference here, of course, this is one you'd love to get if you're McDonald, but certainly a non-conference game with more Western Clover Belt play coming up next week impacts who you have available, not only left over from this week, but also looking ahead to next week and what arms you want to use if you're Coach Meverden.
Matthews' 1-2 pitch is a called third strike, and Dessian Matthews finally escapes the inning, but not before Columbus gets six. It is 16-7 Columbus as we head to the bottom of the sixth on WOGO Sports.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're proud to invest in the future of our communities. This year, we awarded $20,000 worth of scholarships to students across eight school districts in our service area. These amazing students are going places, and 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is honored to support their journey. From all of us at West Wisconsin Telecom, congratulations, class of 2026. Your future's bright, and we are proud to be a part of it.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
So the ace looking to close things out after the day is done for Eckes, Devin Timler on the hill for the Dons, leading now 16-7. Caleb Swenson, Carter Jagger with you.
Leading off the bottom of the sixth for the Max, it's number four, Grant Smisky.
And Smisky now at the plate now, Carter.
Smisky.
Gavin Smisky, number four.
Gavin Smisky.
One for three. Oh, this is going to be his brother, actually. So pinch hitter. Went into right last inning. First pitch to him is a strike. Devlin Timler hit last inning. Grounded into a fielder's choice back to the pitcher. The 0-1 is grounded foul, and it's 0-2.
So Gavin's first plate appearance, and right away he has to face the ace, and Eckes already was pitching well.
So Timler's got him up 0-2. Timler winds, kicks, and throws. That's low into the dirt. Swing and a miss. The catcher can't find it. Smisky hustling to first. It's thrown up the line. And Grant Smisky safe at first.
So Gavin just doing a great job hustling out of the box, and another time where Konechny maybe a little bit off on the throw, as well as he's played today. And McDonald able to get a base runner aboard with no one out. That's how you want to start if you're looking to spark a rally here.
We're going to have a pinch hitter for Caleb Johnson here. It's going to be Meyer.
Bryce Meyer, the senior catcher.
So, coach, emptying out his bench a little bit here, Gavin, on senior day.
Gavin Smisky, a sophomore, I should mention.
That's a swing and a miss. 0-2 on Meyer. Timler, his 0-2 pitch. Called third strike. Timler's got a really impressive breaking ball and got him looking there.
Number
there's
seven,
one away
Eli
for Eli Stepp.
Back to the top of the lineup here. And Timler averaging about a strikeout an inning, looking at those game changer stats coming into this one. So he struck out the first two that he's faced, Carter, just the throwing error on the dropped third strike is what allowed Smisky to get aboard.
First pitch to Stepp is outside. One ball and no strikes. Gavin Smisky leading off from first. 1-0 is low. Two balls and no strikes on Eli Stepp. That's lined down the left field line. Fair ball inside the line and rolls all the way to the wall. Smiski's on his way to third. Eli Stepp into second. It's a stand-up double, and McDonald still playing hard. Stepp with his second hit of the game. Both down that left field line. He was able to just keep it fair.
Nice piece of hitting by Eli Stepp.
Second and third with only one away off Timlick.
At bat number nine, Daniel Green.
Now Daniel Green, another senior.
Swing and a miss on the first pitch from Timler. It's 0-1.
I like this by Coach Meverden as well, too, making sure the seniors get out there on senior day.
So that's then they throw down to second and Stepp in time. Barely. Konechny snap throw all the way down, back picking Eli Stepp.
That was a cannon from Konechny.
From one knee. As the 0-2 pitch to Green is a called third strike.
Third strike out of the inning, ironically enough, even with just two outs on the board.
Down the middle, couldn't pull the trigger.
Number 16,
as Cale Holm digs in.
Love to get at least one across here.
First pitch. Swing and a miss. Try to send that one out to left. It's 0-1.
So Smiski, after striking out and hustling up the first base line, has advanced to third.
So that pitch is low. One ball and one strike. To Cale Holm. Holm singled back in the first and scored. He's grounded out to second and popped out to the catcher. 1-1. It is a called strike, too. Nice breaking pitch from Timler there.
Timler again pitches confidently, Carter, and he's working pretty quickly here against McDonald.
One ball, two strikes. Two outs. That's low and in the dirt. Knocked down nicely by Konechny. He's just saved a run for Timler. And it's two balls and two strikes with two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. 16-7, Columbus leads McDonald. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking pitch outside. Three balls and two strikes as Cale Holm has worked his way back into the count.
That was a tough pitch to lay off for Cale, but he did.
Timler works quickly. Winds up, kicks and throws. That's high, and Cale Holm works the walk.
Load it up.
So Ryan Smiski comes to the plate. Bases loaded, two away.
Ryan Smiski.
Smiski struck out back in the first, reached on a drop third strike back in the third, and then singled in the fifth. First pitch to him is high, 1-0. Making Timler work a little bit. He's at 18 pitches here in the first inning.
I'm guessing Columbus does not want him to have to throw too many here in a weekend non-conference game.
It's the 1-0. Ground ball through the left side and into left field for a base hit. One run's going to score. Stepp's trying to score. Sommer couldn't pick the relay. Throws both runs, score. And McDonald gets two back. It's 16-9.
What a big time for the senior Ryan Smiski to come through with a two RBI knock.
Just rolled it through the left side between short and third. We're going to have another pinch hitter for McDonald.
This is Hunter Harches, the sophomore.
As Harches takes strike one. So Timler struggling a little bit here.
Again, McDonald is doing this against, by stats at least, the best pitcher, the ace, for Columbus.
As the 1-0 grounded, knocked down by Timler. He's going to go pick it up, throw to first. In time.
That was quite a pick, quite a throw by Timler.
And they're going to talk about this.
Coach Meverden signaled safe, and then the infield umpire also says safe. And they'll go back to the call from the home plate umpire who's looking right down the line.
So two runs come across for McDonald. They have climbed to within seven as we head to the top of the seventh. 16-9 here on WOGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Where you get your prescriptions is more important than you think.
Hi, welcome to the Big Box Pharmacy. Can I take your order?
Hi, I just have a question, but it's kind of personal and...
Will you speak up, ma'am?
I really don't want everyone else in line to hear.
What?
Sometimes, you just don't want to stand in line with a bunch of strangers. The Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee offer true personal service, minimal wait times, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Welcome back to McDonald Baseball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. That tradition continues with Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille. You'll find the same trusted care now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. Schedule your free consultation today at ChristoOrthodontics.com. That's ChristoOrthodontics.com. Carter McDonald gets two back, trailing by 7, 16-9 in what's become a pretty high-scoring affair. But you just, again, need to get three outs here and then see what happens in the bottom of the seventh.
They put some really good at-bats together against Himmler, the best pitcher for Columbus. And I mean, it gives you confidence moving forward. A lot of pinch hitters there in the bottom of the sixth. And they performed well. So, again, like you said, just got to get this inning three up, three down. And who knows what can happen in the seventh.
Desi and Matthews back out there. I believe Bryce Meyer, the senior, is now in there to catch. Parker Lindenberg had been the backstop for the first six innings. First pitch swung on and dropped over second base for a leadoff single for the Dons. And that'll bring up for Marshfield Columbus.
Number 10, Devin Timmler.
Devin Timmler, of course, is now pitching.
Green moved into right field for McDonald.
Seventh inning, 16-9, with Timmler at the plate and a runner at first. Swing and a miss, fooled him on that pitch. Well done by Desi and Matthews. Quickly ahead in the count here. So Hargraves aboard at first. He's done a lot of damage from that five spot. Count is even at 1-1 as Desian misses. Our dugout smile cam brought to you as always by Metropolis Resort in Action City in Eau Claire. Hargraves taking a slight lead at first. Matthews comes home with the pitch. Inside, ball two. 2-1 the count. Metropolis Resort in Action City, where it's constant smiles and fun. Of course, they have those huge changes coming with the growth and the expansion already. An arcade, trampoline park, ninja warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more with more to come. On-site restaurants and coffee. Line towards second. That's going to be a tough play and no play. Safe at first and second for Timmler as he reaches on the air. Hard hit ball. And Timmler's aboard.
Number 13.
Took a tough hop there.
Pankratz.
Pankratz now at the plate. Metropolis Resort in Action City. You can book your adventure at metropolisresort.com. That's metropolisresort.com. Pankratz, fielder's choice, scored a run in the second. Singled, scored a run in the fourth. Doubled, scored a run in the fifth. And then walked in the sixth.
He's reached base every time. This is your pinch runner for Timmler.
So Wetzel into run for Timmler at first. First and second with nobody out. McDonald already trailing by seven here in the seventh. And a threat building for the Dons. Matthews induces swinging foul tip.
Dusty Matthews has definitely been able to throw strikes in this inning, you know, a leadoff single and then an error, but he's putting it in the strike zone.
More non-conference McDonald baseball on the road at Neillsville Grant, another Eastern Clover Belt conference opponent. Coming up on Monday, weather permitting, we'll have that one for you. Check out the complete schedule at WOGO.com. Matthews comes home with the pitch, and that one gets away from Bryce Meyer. The runners will advance from first and second to second and third. So now two in scoring position for Caleb Pankratz, who's been swinging a hot stick for Marshfield Columbus. Columbus was down 3-0, came back to tie it at 3, down 5-3 to McDonald. Scored 3 in the following inning. Chopped past third, and that's going to be trouble for the Max as two are going to come in to score. And it is an 18-9 lead as the Dons have doubled up on McDonald on the two RBI single from Caleb Pankratz.
We're going to get a pitching change.
Desi and Matthews' day is done. We'll take a break and be back in 60 seconds here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. This is McDonald Baseball.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Third pitching change, fourth hurler on the mound for Coach Bryce Meverden is Caden Boos, who started out the senior. Boos, the senior, now on the mound for McDonald, started out at third, made that brilliant play in foul territory. You can see he's gotten dirty a couple times playing at third. Has faced eight batters, walked four, struck out two earned runs.
At bat number three, Brock Weiland.
One inning of work on the season so far for Boos. First pitch is low and in the dirt, and runner will advance to second. Two in already here in this seventh. For the Marshfield Columbus Catholic Dons, making the McDonald comeback bid that much more difficult.
Again, the struggle to throw strikes has dug them a deficit that's going to be extremely hard to come back from.
Swing and a miss. Good pitch there by Caden Boos to even the count at 1-1. Brock Weiland, the outfielder number 3, is at the plate now for Marshfield Columbus with that comfortable lead. Low and in the dirt, blocked by Meyer. 2-1. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Coming up after the game, we'll have the Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll talk with head coach Bryce Meverden. Have your 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom fiber fast plays of the game. This one is lofted out to right field. It's measured out there but dropped in right. And safe at second and third. Another miscue for the Max in the field. It's kind of just been that sort of afternoon here.
Number 11, Rocco.
Outfielders have struggled to read the baseball. Just the tailing, a little bit windy.
Casper is not an easy place to play outfield, but also it is your home field, and you got to just be able to. As the pitch gets away from Caden Boos, and a run's going to come in to score 19-9. I think Coach Meverden certainly has some teaching points coming out of that one. Things that have been encouraging, things you like to see, but also the wheels coming off a little bit as McDonald has surrendered the lead a couple different times, and then Columbus has never really looked back as they lead by ten. Another hard-hit ball out to left field. That one is measured and caught. Runner is going to tag. The throw to the plate gets away from Meyer. It was not going to be in time. It is 20-9. The Dons.
You're getting some good
number five, Ray Becker.
Play, though, for the young guys and for the seniors that don't play a lot. You know, Coach made a lot of changes in the field. So it's been good to see. Players playing positions they don't normally play.
Becker, the leadoff hitter. Swings and foul tips it back. One away here. Alcamar made the first out of the inning on that sac fly. Brought in a run as he earns the RBI. Boos's second offering misses. Called strike there, 0-2. Ray Becker. Top of the order, fouls it away. He had a two-run double in that huge six-run sixth. And that was really broke this one open as McDonald maybe within striking distance now trailing by 11.
He scored three times. He's been on base in all of them. Had the fielder's choice in one of them.
Grounded right back toward second. The throw to first in time, and that's the second out of the inning for the Max. So Becker is retired, which hasn't been
number
an
six,
easy thing to do today.
Matt
Konechny now, his sixth plate appearance. He's 2-for-2 with a pair of singles. His last two appearances also reached on an error in the fourth. Had a sac fly in the first and a ground out in the second, both against Eli Stepp. Facing Caden Boos for the first time is Konechny, the catcher. Leans back from ball one. Discover a future of excellence rooted in history at McDonald Area Catholic Schools, educating students pre-K through 12th grade. Hard hit out to the gap in left center field, and Konechny roaring in for a stand-up double. Throw came in pretty close, but Konechny easily cruising into second. He is 3-for-3 in his last three at-bats. So another one in scoring position.
At bat number 20, Carson Eckes.
His two-run bomb last time up to right field. Part of that six-run sixth inning. Eckes, the lefty. Pitched pretty well. As Meyer will make a snap throw to third. And that gets away into the outfield, and another run is going to come in 21-9. Meyer trying to catch the runner napping. Konechny as he looked to move further into scoring position. Instead, Konechny comes all the way around. So the base is clear now, but another one in for Marshfield Columbus as Boos catches the outer portion of the plate.
Eckes started pitching today and homered.
He has acquitted himself very well. 1-1 is delivered high, eye level, 2-1. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Another pitch gets away. No harm there other than ball three as the bases are now empty for Columbus Catholic, leading 21-9. They did not score in the first as they left a runner stranded at third, but three in the second, none in the third, three in the fourth, four in the fifth, sixth in the sixth. And now another base runner aboard on the walk.
Number 16, Carter Summer.
Carter Summer back at the plate after Carson Eckes reaches.
They've batted around here in the top of the seventh.
Second straight inning they've done that. First delivery from Caden Boos is low. 1-0. Ben McDonald, baseball on the road at Neillsville. Pickoff attempts from Caden Boos. Keeping the runner honest. McDonald at Neillsville, Granton on Monday night, Tuesday night, Lady Cardinals softball against New Richmond. Mark Halverson on the call there. Waiting the batter back again is Caden Boos, 2-0. Thank you to our audio producer this afternoon, Greg Stewart. Camera operator, video producer is Sam Aberle. Another pitch gets away from Caden Boos, and the runner will sail into second with a 3-0 count on Carter Summer. He struck out a couple times, walked a couple times, scored one run, had a ground out in the fourth. 3-0 pitch. That one is hit sharply to short. Cale Holm, long throw and on a rope to first. And that'll be the final out of the inning. McDonald has three outs remaining as they trail 21-9. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Max Baseball on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Cabin and camper season is here and the adventure awaits. But wait, is your water ready? Imagine arriving at your favorite spot only to find murky water. Don't worry. Gibson's Water Care has you covered with a free cabin or camper water analysis to ensure clean water at your home away from home. Plus, they handle basic plumbing too. Locally owned, American made, and no long-term contracts. Visit GibsonWaterCare.com today.
Remain for the McDonald Max, trying to mount a comeback that would be impressive to say the least as they trail 21-9. Caden Boos at the plate. He just pitched
sitting off the bottom of the seventh for the Max.
The seventh for the Max. Still facing Devin Timler. Timler finds the mark on pitch one.
Interesting decision to pitch Timler here. Up by 12.
McDonald's made him work a bit. He's found his spots. Wrigley ahead in the count 0-2. Boos gets a nice piece of that one and drops it out to center field. Caden Boos, the senior on senior day, is aboard. And that's a good way to start the rally with a nice piece of two-strike hitting.
Number 24, Mason.
Mason Bussey.
Bussey,
the senior, DHing today, number 24, hitting 200 coming into this one. One on, none out. Timler fires wide, 1-0.
Bussey missed a home run by feet in the third inning off the middle of the wall.
Told him, I've been waiting to see one. He hits him out, but never when I'm here. Big home run cut at that one, 1-1. Boos at first, Mason Bussey at the plate. Bussey hitting that seven spot. Off speed, called strike two. After the game, we'll have the 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game. 1-2 count. Timler comes home. Bussey will drop this one out to center field and back-to-back base hits for the Max.
And Timler just looked up to the sky like, what do I have to do? I mean, a really good breaking ball. Broke
five,
away from
Carson.
Bussey. He's just able to muscle it into left.
Brings up Carson Galvez as we take another look at that one. Galvez at the plate. Swings at the first pitch he sees.
Struggle.
Sends it out to shallow left center field. And that one is gloved for the first down of the inning. Runners will stay put.
In kind of that no man's zone. Good catch by that left fielder.
Bryce Meyer batting in the nine spot for Parker Lindenberg. Meyer takes with runners at first and second now for McDonald. One out. 2-0 count on Bryce Meyer. Now catching for McDonald, facing Devin Timler. 3-0. Favorable count here for Meyer. See if he has a green light against a pitcher of Timler's caliber. Timler finds the mark there, 3-1. Bryce Meyer, McDonald senior catcher on senior day, pops one out to the shallow infield, and Summer moves over to make the grab for the second out of the inning. McDonald down to their final out with two runners aboard here.
Number 7, Eli Stepp.
And Eli Stepp, leadoff hitter, at the plate. He roped a double last time he was up.
And again, just good experience for some of these players that don't get to play a lot.
Nine runs put across for McDonald as Stepp takes a called strike one. And in a lot of games, you'd hope nine would not only win it for you, or at least keep you close, but they're trailing by 12 here as Stepp will chop one to third, throw to first in time. And that's the game here as McDonald gets out to leads of 3-0 and 5-3, but Marshfield Columbus roars back in a big way. Your final. The Marshfield Columbus Catholic Dons 21, your McDonald Max 9. Coming up after the game, the Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. That's Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll talk with McDonald head coach Bryce Meverden. We'll have your 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game. That's all coming up in 3 minutes here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. McDonald Falls 21-9 to Marshfield Columbus. We're back in three. This is WOGO Sports presentation of McDonald Baseball. Back right after this.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Cabin and camper season is here and the adventure awaits. But wait, is your water ready? Imagine arriving at your favorite spot only to find murky water. Don't worry. Gibson's Water Care has you covered with a free cabin or camper water analysis to ensure clean water at your home away from home. Plus, they handle basic plumbing too. Locally owned, American made, and no long-term contracts. Visit GibsonWaterCare.com today.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort. MetropolisResort.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, the Royal Credit Union certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/smartsaving. Insured by NCUA.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Welcome into the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
All right, here we go, folks. First up, Callan Johnson with his parents, Luke and Carrie Johnson.
We'll stay here with the PA as the seniors being recognized here on Senior Day.
All right, followed by Cademan Irwin and his parents, Michelle Irwin Gulo and Kevin Gulo. All right, next up is Parker Lindenberg with his parents, Derek and Chelsea Lindenberg. Followed by Craig Smiley with his parents, John and Bridget Smiley. Next up is Jacob Stolt with his parents, Ryan and Michelle Stolt. On deck is Sam Teets with Keith and Lori Teets. Moving up in the grades, we've got Aiden Bovey with his parents, Matt and Nicole. All right, next we've got Mason Grant with Gary and Lori Grant. We'll do a quick shout out for Cameron Buckley and his parents, Gregory and Denise. Next up, I see Hunter Harches with his parents, Dusty and Sarah. All right, then we've got Gunnar Potashik with Adam and Amy. All right, next up we've got Brandon and Ben Wicken with Brent and Barb. Next up, we've got Isaac Crawford with Mike and Tristy. Next up, we got the Green Brothers, Timmy and Daniel, with Carl and Maria. Next up, we've got Uriah and Desian Matthews with Clement Matthews, Desiree, and Brian Lawrence. on my list is Xavier and Eli Stepp with Nate and Carrie Stepp. And our final brother duo of Gavin and Ryan Smisky with Sean and Gina. After that, I've got Caden Boos with Craig and Lisa. All right, next up is Mason Bussey with Justice and Amanda. Followed by Carson Galvez with Kurt and Chris. All right, Cal Holm, you're on deck with Tara. All right, Bryce, it appears you found your parents, which is great. Bryce Meyer with his parents, Mark and Cindy. Thank you, parents, for supporting your boys. I'm going to hand over the mic for some words about the seniors.
Caden Boos, Gunner says, Caden has always been a joy to have on the team. He always has something positive and entertaining to share with the team, regardless of the situation, and picks you up when mistakes happen. Although he might get a little mad at times and maybe even have a little bit of a crash out, he still is an amazing teammate who will enjoy having on the team. Thanks, Caden. Carson Galvez, Brandon says, it was fun teaming up with you from basketball to baseball. You do great and inspire me to do the best I can in things I do. Thank you for being a great teammate and role model. Eli, Xavier says, my shorter, less athletic brother. Eli is basically like a little brother to me, except he's better than me at everything. He was starting varsity catcher as a freshman, which is wild to me. He put in a lot of time in the offseason, lifting and practicing any time that he could. He is definitely one of my main role models, even though at the Sandlot baseball game with the Smiskies, the first pitch he threw to me spiked on the plate and hit me in the eye. Even though our time together playing baseball seems to have flown by, it was definitely a lot of fun, and you have made me and everyone else on the team a better player and person. So thank you, Eli, for your dedication, and I love you. Daniel Green, Hunter says, I've played soccer with Dan, and he's always been one person to be there to talk to, even though he might not listen all the time. On the other hand, Daniel is a very dedicated player to this team, being the loudest in the dugout and always pushes others to their limits at practice. He's been a role model for me, for school and sports, by showing me that anything is possible. My favorite moment was when he stole second twice in one pitch. Playing soccer and baseball with you have been the best times of my life, and I hope that you continue to help others as you have helped all of us. Desi and Matthews, Cameron says, Desian is such a good team player. He always picks you up if you are down. He always tries to make you better. He has good energy for the game, and he is overall just a good team player. Thank you. Bryce Meyer, Mason says, Bryce, thank you for being such a good role model for the team and always giving your all. You have always been a kind and positive person, brightening everyone around you's day. Your hard work, ethic, and determination pays off, not only on the field, but off the field. I can't wait to see where your next chapter takes you in life. Good luck, Bryce, and thank you for all the things you have done for McDonald. Ryan Smisky. Gavin says, Ryan, we have been playing this game together since I can remember, and those are some of the best times. I am really going to miss it. Even though I was always better than you, you still turned out pretty good. Anyways, I'm proud of you, bro. I will miss playing this sport with you. Kilholm Isaac says, first I want to say thanks for always being there for me whenever I need something. You always push us in any sport and show you're a great leader in and outside of sports. You seem to always have a God-given talent for any activity you get in your hands, and that's something we will all remember. Thanks for all you have done. Mason Bussey. Aiden says, as I stand here today, my mind goes back 12 years when we started our baseball journey together on the Owls. It's hard to think that it's been all these years, but it is nothing short of reality. Through these years, you've been more than a teammate. You've been a friend, a supporter, and a brother. You pushed me, supported me, and inspired me, and because of you, I've become a better person, more dedicated, more resilient, and more loyal. Thank you for everything you've done for me. I'm proud of you and everything you've achieved, and I wish you the best of luck playing football in college.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more round for our senior class. I got to coach a lot of these kids at some point in basketball, baseball, Little League. Went against a few of them. Ryan Smisky used to pitch. I don't know what happened to that. But a great group of kids. Thanks, gentlemen.
Post-class, post-game show brought to you by Post-class and Muir in Chippewa Falls. Again, on Parents' Night, Senior Night, wanted to make sure that we carried that live here on WOGO. Remember, for commercial, residential, glass, recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post-class and Muir in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmuir.com. Athletic Director and McDonald Head Coach Bryce Meverden joins us. And, Coach, got that 3-0 lead. Things starting pretty well as Eli Stepp walked the first batter he saw with four pitches, and then he settled in, got out of a jam there. You guys got three, and the game off to a good start, but there's a reason why you need 21 outs, and they were a little harder to come by as the game went on for you.
Yeah, great start for us, and we put the pressure on running like we always talk about that we're going to do, and did a little hit and run there that I actually got, you know, the base hit through Kale, and where everything was like, all right, we're off to a great start. And then Austin, we went to the next inning. We made some mistakes. Now it's 3-3. And we kept battling for a bit, but it just seemed we just ran out of gas kind of getting about the fourth inning.
I think Carter and I saw on both sides, too, when you give free passes out, when you get guys on base, it just puts more and more pressure on the pitcher to be able to pound the zone and throw strikes, and puts more pressure on the defense as well, too. And I think we saw both teams maybe crack a little bit under some of that pressure and just some struggles in the field, some unearned runs that maybe didn't need to come across on both sides, and certainly some things to clean up.
Oh, there's definitely a lot we can clean up after watching today, and I agree. We've just put too much pressure on with certain situations that we just could not capitalize or finish the play. And Columbus did a great job. They were able to get those base hits, take advantage of the extra outs that we gave them. And, I mean, like I said, there's a reason where they're projected one of the better teams in D4. They went out there, and we made our mistakes, and now they're barreling it in the gap. And those are situations like you're explaining that once you keep giving up free outs, that pressure, you know, it just keeps adding on. So we just got to minimize that going into next week and then try to bounce back with three next week.
You know, Coach, you talked about being aggressive before the game, and it may not have worked once, but it worked on three separate times after that. What kind of gives you the freedom to be that aggressive?
I would say the big thing with it is, our athletic ability. Understanding that some of these guys, like there's some guys, like, you know, I don't run as much compared to others or have as much of a green light, but I told them from the start, I said, our goal is to be as aggressive as possible. So I want to try to keep living up to that. I'm sending guys out around the plate. Guys might get thrown out, and I'm just like, hey, there's nothing to be mad about. You listen to me. That is what we're trying to do. We're trying to be that aggressiveness. And when you put that aggressive part on, and it creates pressure for that defense to make the right play.
Yeah.
And if they make a mistake, us and, hey, now instead of at second, if you stole them, the ball gets outfield, you might be on third with less than one out or two outs. Us and a little ground ball, now just scored a run. So we're just trying to give ourselves other opportunities to put us in scoring position. And hopefully, you know, in game of baseball, something comes through and it works out in your favor. Sometimes you just turn and you're like, all right, that just didn't go our way.
You tip your cap and move on. Speaking of moving on to next week, I know we've got another non-conference game on our schedule, Neillsville Grand on the road for that one. What do you hope in terms of learning from this one or flushing some aspects of this one? What are you hoping for, looking for from this team when they get a quick break on Sunday and then back to it on Monday with another game?
Yeah, I'm hoping that, you know, regardless of what happened today and how, like, maybe it doesn't feel as great seeing us getting beat the way it kind of just kept turning out and spiraling in this game, that we can reset, take the day off tomorrow, take a breath, come Monday, and be able to compete right away. Because if we can put runs up right away, then we just got to hopefully we understand, like, hey, I'm going to do my job on the defensive side, help our pitchers out. Our pitchers are going to help our defense by not putting on free runners. So going into Monday, you know, it's a fresh start. Now we're 6-7 on the season. So now the goal is, all right, let's get back to 500, 7-7. Like, one game, one inning at a time, and then hopefully things go in our favor.
Coach, we appreciate your time before, after, and during the game. Heard good reviews on that as well, too. So appreciate your time very much, and we'll look forward to seeing you on Monday.
All right, thank you so much.
That's head coach Bryce Meverden. We'll take a final break here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Be back with those 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game. That's right after this on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Spring is here and flowers aren't the only thing popping up. It's the perfect time for your annual well water test. Book your free home water analysis with the experts at Gibson's Water Care. Locally owned, offering American-made products with no long-term contracts. Need plumbing help? Gibson's Water Care has you covered for basic needs, too. Be smart this spring and ensure your water is in top condition. Visit GibsonWaterCare.com today.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort. MetropolisResort.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Lock in a rate as low as 4.54% APR when you purchase or refinance a vehicle with Royal Credit Union. Royal's great rates and flexible terms can help keep your auto payments affordable. You can also finance RVs, boats, UTVs, and more. See all rates and apply for a Royal Credit Union vehicle loan at rcu.org/auto. Subject to credit approval.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Wogo Sports, your home for Chi-High McDonald Athletics as we finish up the post-class post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, where they're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. It's time for the 24-7 of West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game, brought to you as always by 24-7 of West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Let 24-7 of West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear monitored home security system. Plus, for Wogo Sports listeners only, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today, 231-2000. That's 231-2000, or visit WWT.net. Let's take a listen to how it happened here on WOGO Sports. Becker, he got aboard with a walk. Step comes home, fires it in. Called strike three, and Eli Step gets out of the jam. We'll take another look at it here on our WOGO Sports Instant Replay. Coming into this one, presumably the number two pitcher for the Columbus Catholic Dons. Called strike three, Eli Step froze him. And Eckes strikes out for the first out of the inning. Aerial management and construction. Tag at second as the runner goes, gunning him down, Parker Lindenberg. Columbus trying to be aggressive, and Parker makes him pay.
I don't think the runner thought he was going to throw it. I mean, no slide there, and if he slides, he's probably safe, but just ran through second base, and Holmes slapped the tag on him.
Evens the count at 2-2, now with two away and a runner at third. Trying to strand a runner at third once again. Eli Stepp trying to do it for the second time so far in this ballgame. Called strike three. He did it. Eli Stepp, another big K, and that ends the inning for your McDonald Max. So nice. OGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Good to have you with us on the radio and the live video stream. 3-3 ballgame. Popped into right center field. That is going to be a long run, and it fools the right fielder. And they are circling the bases for McDonald. One is coming in to score for sure. The throw back to the infield, not in time. And it's 4-3 McDonald. Caden Boos, the RBI to break the tie. Bussy gets a big piece of this one. He'll send it out deep to right field. And that one is off the fence for Mason Bussy. That's going to bring in two as Bussy slides into second. They'll hold the runner at third. 5-3, McDonald. Mason Bussy, a big bang on the double. Like, from our perspective up here, Carter, that he's feeling pretty comfortable as he's moving very quickly.
It's a really good spot for 1-2 pitch. A high fastball usually gets him to chase.
2-2, call strike three. Send him down looking. Coming back with the strikeout after the error allows Hargraves to reach. Sends this one out deep to left field, and that is trouble. Circling the bases at third, coming in to score. Boos has a standing double. Now a play at the plate. That is close. But sliding in underneath the tag, Callen Johnson, and McDonald gets one across on the double.
Max, runner at first is Caleb Pankratz. Runner at third is Tyler Hargraves. Little surprise, Pankratz hasn't tried to steal second here yet. Matthews sets. Kicks and throws. The 0-2. Is a called third strike. Little bit of a delay there from the umpire, but Dessian Matthews gets the massive second out.
Number 11. That's line down the left field line. Fair ball inside the line and rolls all the way to the wall. Smiskey's on his way to third. Eli step into second. It's a stand-up double, and McDonald still playing hard.
Columbus does not want him to have to throw too many here in a weekend non-conference game.
It's the 1-0. Ground ball through the left side and into left field for a base hit. One run's going to score. Steps trying to score. Sommer couldn't pick the relay. Throws both runs score. And McDonald gets two back. It's 16-9.
After the game, we'll have the 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game. 1-2 count. Timler comes home. Bossy will drop this one out to center field and back-to-back base hits for the Max.
And Timler just looked up to the sky like, what do I have to do?
That's how it sounded here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Your 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game. McDonald falls 21-9 here in non-conference action to Marshfield Columbus. McDonald now 6-7. No, I'm not going to do the move. Columbus 9-2 coming into the game. They are now 10-2. They are unbeaten on the road, and the resilience of the Dons showed here as they fell behind by 3 runs, then by 2 runs, but never seemed phased, Carter. You can see why, as Coach Meverton mentioned a couple times, this is a team that thinks they can do some damage in the Division IV tournament.
Yeah, they hit the ball really well, but I think more importantly, their pitchers filled up the zone.
Yeah.
They allowed some walks early in the game, but he was able to come back and get out of the inning, pitch 5, I believe, and then Timler came in and closed the last 2. So they played more fundamental baseball than McDonald, and it showed. I mean, McDonald struggled in the field. They struggled to throw strikes. And I think McDonald had great plate appearances. I mean, they were really good offensively, but just struggled to get outs.
Yeah, again, like in so many sports, there's multiple phases, and you need to be strong in all of them. And again, if there's a weak link, then that can lead to a loss, especially when you're playing quality teams like this. A quick look ahead here on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls at our sports calendar. McDonald baseball right away. Again, after a single day off, they'll be down on the road at Neillsville Granton, 4:40 p.m. this month. Monday, myself and Seth Smiskey on the call. So, again, weather permitting. The weather looking a little bit more favorable for that one. Playing on that one on Monday. Then Tuesday, Chi High Lady Cardinals softball against New Richmond. The Tigers, always a strong program. That's on Tuesday at 4:10. On Thursday, May 7th, circle and asterisk this one on your calendars. McDonald softball on the road at Augusta. Laney O'Brien, one of the best pitchers in the region. Possible playoff preview. That's at 4:10 p.m. on Thursday. Back to McDonald baseball non-conference against Flambeau next Friday on the 8th, and then Saturday, May 9th, our first of a couple successive Saturdays hanging out with Chi High Lady Cardinals softball, a quad, as Chi High will take on DC Everest, Toma, and New Richmond, some of the better teams in this portion of the state. So looking forward to a very busy week coming up here on WOGO Sports. Our thanks to our video producer, Sam Aberle, our camera operator as well. Audio producer is Mr. Greg Stewart. Carter, thank you for joining me on the broadcast. It was a lot of fun, and looking forward to more in the future.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll send it back to our regularly scheduled programming here on WOGO. Once again, your final score from Gannon Field Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. The Marshfield Columbus Catholic Dons 21, your McDonald Central Max 9. This has been McDonald Baseball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Max has been brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, The Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Joyce and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. This has been a presentation of WOGO. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.